Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, wait.
I got a little bit. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Turn that radio down. How many years have you been listening?
Oh, about 6 months. Oh, wait.
Turn it down, I'm going to the next call. But anyway, what is your...
I just want to talk about the position in the White House staff that's above Condoleezza Rice that you were mentioning.
Right. I couldn't think of the name, and it was coming off the top of my head, but it was newly created under this administration.
Yes. His name is Don Geronimo, and he's the... He's above the National Security Advisor. So he's the go-between. And his claim to fame is that he has big, hairy balls, actually. And he tickles Mike O'Mara's taint on occasion.
Well, let me tell you that. Since you know all that, maybe that's where you should stick. And I think I've heard your voice before, and that's how you smell.
How often do you fart?
And as you see, people get ignorant by the call.
Stay tuned for your shot at big bucks. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in this company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
I tell you, I just cannot believe the things that come out of this lady's mouth.
I know what boys like. I know what guys want. I know what boys like.
Yeah.
Boys like. Boys like me.
We want Bush. We want Bush. We want Bush now. We want Bush now. We want Bush now. We want Bush now.
Bush.
Hi.
Hi.
New in the building?
Yeah, I just moved in Monday.
Oh. You like it so far?
Mm-hmm. Everybody's been really nice.
Well, it's because you have big jugs. I mean, your boobs are huge. I mean, I want to squeeze them.
Oh. Mama.
You have to think of the audience as a child that you're in charge of. And you have to do right by the child. And the child will ask for things that they shouldn't be given. Because it'll make them ultimately less happy. It'll be a better feeling for them. They'll look back on this thing and have something that they experienced in their lives that didn't go to hell.
I'll drink to that.
Alan Line 1 is not available right now. He's in the hallway picking up a penny someone had dropped. Press 1 to leave your message now.
Sitting from Germany.
Ein Geflügel ist ungehalten. Das ist ein Ursprung der Haferdegenwiese wird getroffen von den Gefeinden der Öberlichen. Verführungen sind die dicke Pfaffamerike fast eingeschüttet. Es lösen hinter den Großen, hinter den Schweinhunden und den Lumpischen Rasbrötchen gestappt und geheiligt. Ein Geflügel, das Tier der Zeit, die Angelegenheit der Straße. Und Deutschland, wie Deutschland, wie Deutschland, sieht.
Who's this?
This is a very special call. Hello, is this G. Gordon Liddy?
Yes, it is.
This is Regis Philbin. How are you?
Hey, Reg!
No, he's not retarded.
Congratulations. This is Max Baer Jr., Jethro Bodine from Beverly Hillbillies. He's just won the CBS Celebrity Burp Contest.
No, he's not retarded.
Those local radio bad boys, Don and Mike, are back on the air, but it's not the same. It's not the same time. It's not the same station.
Many different things have happened to them. They are the ego hogs of Washington. Don and Mike off the air for 2 months. Now they've jumped stations and switched times. Is our town ready for Don and Mike in the afternoon?
Today, we return to the airwaves after 2 months of living hell.
2 months ago, Don and Mike called in sick to their morning show on WAVA and haven't been heard from since until 2 this afternoon when they burst forth on a new station, which is WJFK, in a new time slot, 2 to 6 in the afternoon. In their 5.5 years together, they've made a lot of people really mad. Feminists hate them. They've had a couple of lawsuits thrown at them, but they've also won loads of diehard fans who love their right-up-to-the-edge sense of humor.
It's a nice man.
Is there bad blood between you guys and WAVA?
Us and WAVA?
Oh, no. So how was today's first show? Well, they were nervous for the first 5 minutes or so, and then it seemed to be business as usual. Will anybody listen to Don and Mike in the afternoon? It took me a while to find somebody tuned in.
Anybody? Oh, are you listening to Don and Mike?
No.
Rush Limbo.
You're listening to Rush Limbo, not Don and Mike?
Yeah, WML.
But hey, this is just the first day. You listened to them before?
Yeah. Monero, 105?
Yeah.
Listen to them.
Detect any difference?
There you go, right there.
They're
acting crazy now, ain't they?
Just kidding. Yeah, acting crazy now. Don and Mike, they're on 2 to 6 on WJFK 106.7. Tonight, I will take the high road and report on the retirement of a man who has influenced every news broadcast for the better in our town. So watch that at 11. And I think they're going to have a good run in the afternoon, actually.
Yeah, well, they're not going to be able to call people up and wake them up anymore, which is becoming a nasty habit of theirs.
Do I detect? They woke you up.
Yes, they did. Yes.
You like having those headphones on, didn't you?
Just for a little while.
You like radio, don't you?
I like radio.
Anybody who doesn't like radio,
right?
Like,
you know, it was fun. I'm glad for it.
Well, so much for radio. This is TV, folks, and the NBC Nightly News on television coming up next.
Hi.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Lord, you don't know could fill a book.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
That report was 13 years ago.
Wow.
And 13 years of dominance ago.
Yep.
But could you hear even back 13 years ago?
Yeah, they had an attitude about it.
Oh, yeah.
The condescending attitude. Thank God these guys are here. I hate them.
At least you know where they stand.
Yeah, you do that.
Based on a true story.
True that.
A neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself. A man of faith. A man of hate. And his soul's torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
Isn't that the Arch Cannibal fan club? Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Medley, and all the ships at sea.
Oh, yeah.
Always ready and eager to receive advice on show content, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike's got a new episode on this Tuesday.
Tuesday! August 12th.
Right. Buzz, we gotta go.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hi, Anton.
Hi.
Is anyone listening?
Hey!
What happened? Shut up! Did you wash the ass today?
Someone call for a doctor?
Too much tape. Too much of that living in the past stuff.
Boy, I tell you, listening to that old Arch Campbell. Wow.
On Channel 4. First day we were on in the afternoon.
Feminists hate them. Duh.
Will anyone listen to Don and Mike? Well, hey, dumbass.
Hi.
13 years later, everybody is.
Yeah.
So, anyway, hi and welcome to the show. Listen, for as long as we're being syndicated, our phone number is 877-365-3636.
Yes, it is.
From anywhere in America. And as long as we're syndicated and we can be heard in Canada,
loser!
You can call 800-636-1067 and from Washington, D.C., 202-432-1067. Hello, Don and Mike Show, right to the phones. Hello?
I hear somebody, like, faintly.
Are these things, turned on, Rob?
Something's hinky.
Hold on, let me check this. Hello?
Hello?
See, look at that.
Nothing.
I'm getting dick.
Nothing?
I'm getting absolutely dick.
Hello? And we're off.
Here's a shock. 13 years at the station and still nothing has changed.
You know, really, it's basically the same equipment we had 13 years ago.
I don't want to try this phone because all of these phones are lighting up.
For some reason, we are out of delay. That's the reason.
We're out of delay?
Yeah, you can answer on the handset.
Well, who hit the dump button?
Maybe the delay is screwy.
Maybe it's that worm. It's that computer worm.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, the love virus?
Mm-hmm.
the love virus.
Joe, did you hit the dump?
No?
No?
No.
Well, we can't get any phone calls on the air at all.
That's wacky.
Because we're, the delay is off. Well, you know who we need to call? Super engineer.
And stable human being.
Someone call Moe's Tavern.
And, I'm sorry, Wendell's not here.
And ask for Wendell Hall.
Wendell stepped out for a second.
We make this call on the air.
Here
he is now, super engineer, Wendell Hall.
Yay.
Here's Wendell right there.
Hi, Wendell. As you can see,
we haven't any delay.
Okay. We are not able to air phone calls.
Have you no delay?
And the delay light is not on.
All right.
So we cannot take phone calls. Dare I say it, does that mean we may have to do part of the show without an 8-second delay?
Ooh, working without a net, just like the old days when you talked about a television show and you used a bad word.
Never. Absolutely never. And never with you guys knowing. You guys listening. Once, I've told this story before, I was working at WLS.
Right.
One of my idols, John Landecker. I was working the shift after him, and I would come in and he would take phone calls. He did the boogie check. I ripped that off. Everybody did. And, the delay was busted. But he still wanted to do the bit. So he got on the air on the record before he was going to be able to stop down and take phone calls for 5 minutes. And he said, all right, WLS, this is John Ruggins Landecker. Now listen, we have no delay tonight. So I want everybody to be able to speak.
Oh, what God. The hell was he thinking?
Well, he made the Cardinal City. He trusted his audience.
Yeah. Oh, no,
and,
never.
And I swear on my kid's life, I'm standing in the studio behind him.
Look at Smoot.
And I'm giving...
Smoot's got a cigarette hanging out of his mouth.
Unlit. I might know.
Yeah, it's unlit, but it still looks cool.
And I'm standing...
Of course it's unlit. Who do you think I am?
Oh, hey. Hey.
Oh, Wendell.
It's been weeks since I've had a cigar in here. Weeks.
I can't remember the last time you smoked in a studio.
It's been a long time.
It's been weeks, literally weeks.
Or more than that.
Perhaps a month. Perhaps a month.
Maybe longer.
I don't remember you even a month ago having a smoke in here.
Anyway, this guy Landecker, he does the break and he takes the headphones off and he turns around to me. I'm waiting in the back. It's about 9:45. I'm going on at 10, and I give him the thumbs up like, yeah, good man. Way to live on the edge. So the record ends, and he goes, all right, WLS, let's go to the boogie check line. Hello. And the first call was, F you. And he took two more calls, and then...
They were both F calls?
Abandoned. One was the S word.
Right.
And you know, this was back, God, I don't know, 1982.
First time it happened to us was a special moment. It really was.
I remember.
I didn't mean to.
It was great.
I
heard the tape.
I didn't mean to. It was a comment about Lisa Bonet. I stand by that.
I find that show to be super effing boring. We were like carrying over a conversation from the commercial break.
Right.
And the show, like now, was so natural.
Well, really, it was.
We were talking during a record. Mm-hmm. See, this is the problem. We had records. And, like, it gave us 5 minutes to talk in between the records. And then we go, okay, we got to throw the headphones on. We throw the headphones on. We go, and I drop the F. Oh, do you have that, Rob?
Yeah, let's go to the clip.
Well, here's the clip.
The Denise Huxtable show, the Lisa Bonet show, comes on after Cosby.
Yeah, the Lisa I'm Sound Asleep show. She's lame. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're going to go out on a limb and predict that this new Cosby show is going to be super boring. Oh, my goodness.
And there's our producer, the late Frank Murphy.
Hitting a horn.
That was his contribution. I just said, in 1985, I just said the F word on live radio with no delay, and the only thing he could do was go,
That's in the DJ handbook, by the way.
Yeah.
You can erase all faults.
I forgot that he did that. He hit a horn. Or did you hit a horn?
No, he did.
Was that him hitting the horn?
That's from the back of the room. That was him.
A wacky
horn.
You
and I were busy in our spin apology mode.
I was trying to compose myself.
All right, well, listen, these guys are working on the delay. Unfortunately, we can't take your phone calls yet. You want to try?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, there's none.
Negative.
Nothing.
Got nothing. That's okay. I got it. Rob, if I take them with a handset, people listening are not going to be able to hear. I know we've done that before, but we have other stuff that we can do now.
Might I take one on the handset?
Sometimes it's best to not hear the other end.
I wish you'd wait just for a second, because we did have something other than phone calls to go to.
I know that you and Rob were very, very busy in the studio today preparing something special.
Now, a lot of this is going to have to be mixed
live.
On the air.
Oh.
Live. This is not all pre-produced. So give me a second to put my tapes in here.
This is a musical treat?
I tell you, yesterday we spent some time on this radio show.
talking about the ridiculous situation with the owner of the Redskins, Dan Snyder, as always operating the team like it's his own personal toy, and putting the initials of his dead father on the jerseys this year. And the contention made yesterday, which I stand by today, is mourn, love your father, treasure his memory, but the dude had nothing to do with the Washington Redskins. So don't put his initials on the jersey.
Yeah, not a player, not a coach.
Yeah,
not a sole owner.
He was a minority owner. He owned a very small percentage for the 5 years that his midget son has owned the team.
And our philosophy is that it's kind of the public trust when you own a team like that. It's the fans, and it's someone who can relate to the fans. That's why you do that.
And it's normally. Not the first time that something like this has been done. He took the other guy's name off the stadium. The other guy, the old man Cook.
Right.
He's the guy who, and in this day and age, unheard of, built the stadium with his own money.
Yeah.
There was no tax referendum. There's no PSL. There's no personal seat license.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, the prices, as always, are insane.
Right.
But at least the taxpayer didn't have to pay for it.
Right.
So one of the first things that Dan Snyder did was take the old man's name off the stadium and sell it to FedEx.
Mm-hmm.
You know, good for him. He's a businessman and all that other stuff. But this is just bordering on refrigandiculous that... Your father, who I'm sure, you know, all of us have fathers, well, some of us do, and you love your dad,
mm-hmm.
but my God, you're running a football team, and you're putting his initials on the jersey, he had nothing to do with the team, and it stinks. It stinks like bad cologne. So, yesterday the general manager called up and said, please stop talking about this, and our answer was no, and I'd be very honest with you, nothing has been done to us. Nobody said anything to us, nobody mm-hmm. said... Do it, don't do it. But we thought that maybe there'd be some way that we could mend this bridge.
All right. Well, good.
You know, mend this fence.
That's great.
Build a bridge, not burn a bridge.
Because, you know, it got back to us that the powers that be at the Redskins were telling our management to tell us to stop.
Mm-hmm. So now...
And that kind of irritated us.
Something that... it's a collaboration. It was my idea. I got some input from Rob, and we have some of the... greatest performers in the world helping us on what we hope will be adopted by the Washington Redskins as their 2003 song, along with the very same spirit of those patches on the jersey.
Very good.
So now, in a world exclusive,
yes.
As of right now, only available on this station, on this show.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But like they used to say back in Top 40, I'm sure all of the other stations will be running tape now
mm-hmm.
so they can record it as well and bury
very
it
good.
As
we'll
if it was their own
so
song.
This is destined to be a classic.
Oh, Mike, it's an instant classic.
An instant classic. You're going to hear that right here.
It is
a world exclusive.
Yay. It's called Danny.
Very good.
The name of the song is Danny. And an extra special thanks to John Norman, our ace production guy.
Very good.
Who probably didn't want his name mentioned as part of this. Anyway, give me a chance. We got most of it on. We've already done the pre-production, but I have to put some extra tapes in. So bear with me. Here and now, Danny.
This is a delight for me. How are you, Donald?
I am doing fine, Mr.
Are you
Cook.
Donald or Domingo?
Got to match it up, baby, before we fall apart at the
seams.
We got to match it up, baby, within the time unravel our dreams.
A burning, intensive desire.
One more night is all I
don't like it.
Feeling. Oh, what a hoot, and so totally refreshing.
This burning.
We can patch it up, baby. We can patch it up, baby.
It'll be money.
We can patch it up, baby.
Quiet. That's all that counts, for God's sake.
Danny boy. The pipes. The pipes.
I can't hear you.
Are calling.
Say from where I sit, I am truly enjoying your colorful patois.
I beg your pardon?
So what are you waiting for? Keep practicing. I'm hungry.
The pipes.
You know, I've always had trouble hearing you.
Are calling.
This is getalicious.
Keep killing me.
Can't hear a word you say. I'm not here.
Is my name.
What have I been saying?
for the last 4 minutes.
And there you go.
Yeah.
That's it, right there.
That is beautiful.
A little tribute in song.
You tell me that that's not destined to be an instant classic.
Absolutely. I mean, really, it's going to chart immediately.
An instant classic.
Number 10 with a bullet.
There you go. You're welcome, Redskins.
Thank you.
You're welcome, and we'll be playing that song on this show probably every hour today.
Very good.
Because I can put all the other tapes in, you know, like these.
Flabbergast.
Right, and
next question.
All of those,
there it is.
You just punch those in every
that's
once.
That's the old man.
Yeah, that's J.K.C.
Mm-hmm.
Like that song, Wendell?
I loved it.
You want a copy on cassette for your car?
Can I, please?
Yeah, of course.
It's Wendell's car. Make that an 8-track.
How are we doing with the delay?
Working on it.
Working on it?
Yep.
He's unscrewing something right now as we speak.
One, two, three.
Well, this is a delight for me. How are you, Donald?
I am doing fine, Mr.
Are you
Cook?
Donald or Domingo?
See. I'll play this time without the tapes. Elvis, say you got to patch it up, baby.
Yeah.
Let's go back and put to the pen. One more night and all I ask. Get that feeling.
Can you feel it?
That old feeling.
Yeah.
This is for you, Redskins.
We can patch it up, baby.
And then there's an abrupt edit.
Danny Boy. It's a lot of Elvis, and I like that. I think that's wonderful.
The pipes are cold.
And then the song we've been searching for all day yesterday.
Patches
by Clarence Carter.
Right. The one you were singing yesterday.
Yeah. This is all about the patches on the uniform. So.
Danny Boy.
Just in case you didn't get it, we put it in again.
And nobody sings Danny Boy quite like Elvis.
Like Elvis.
E-A-B.
And then you go back to patches again. And then after that cycles through, you go back to Danny, the original intro, and then we end with Jack Kent Cook.
For the last 4 minutes. There it is.
Well,
I predict a Grammy.
I think so.
Get ready for some awards. Get ready for a major award.
I feel like, what's his name? Snoop Doggy Puff Daddy.
Right.
One of those guys.
Snoop Daddy.
Thank you. My combination
right.
of both of them.
Puff Dog.
Puff Dog, Puffy, and Snoopy. There you go. Wow, Wendell. Let's find out what Wendell's doing right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Wendell Hall working.
What's wrong, Wendell?
Looks like the incorrigible disc jockey control system has lost its voltage to the caller-enabled relays.
Ah,
so exactly,
that's what I thought.
This is like something out of Mission Impossible now, where I'm watching Wendell with the black wire, making sure it doesn't touch the red wire.
Oh, stop.
What are you doing?
Wendell, for the love of God, don't touch the blue wire! No!
Mike, I believe Wendell has it fixed.
There it is.
Yeah, it's sounding good.
Perfect.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. You're on the air.
Voltage regulator. Regulating the voltage of the regulator, the capacitor.
I don't hear no static.
Hello? Yes, you're on the air, caller. Hello?
Yes.
What?
Ah, you can't say that.
Well, that was a good call.
You know, Mike, you're missing out. Normally, the action's on your side of the room.
I know it is, and over here, Wendell's down at your knees.
He's sitting Indian style. Let me describe the outfit Wendell Smoothall is wearing today. He has on a fashionable blue T-shirt.
One of the rare days that he is not wearing some sort of insignia from the National Rifle Association.
I believe dark blue, perhaps black shorts, uh-huh. and matching blue tennis shoes.
Perfect. Very nice ensemble.
Very
smart summer outfit.
The song is Blue Monday, though, right? It's not...
Yeah, not Blue
it's
Tuesday.
It's not Blue Tuesday. So, how long did you decide on the outfit you'd be wearing today, Wendell?
20, 25 seconds.
Didn't have it all laid out because you kind of matched today.
He's a natural.
Took a little while to do the sniff test.
You what?
Took a little while to do the sniff test.
Sniff test. That's
sniff test. Oh, I got you.
Wendell, you do both pits when you're doing the sniff test or just one?
That's it.
Okay.
See, what he's got now is this little thing that's got these three prongs coming out of it, mm-hmm. and there's wires everywhere, and he's got this one thing that's red that's got a little hot tip, some magma on it, Mike.
Magma. And red hot magma.
And he's got the other one, the black tip, that's got some magma on it, too.
There's magma on the black tip, magma on the red tip.
Hey, you know, one good thing I just figured out, if the Redskins are pissed off, uh-huh. and they call today and tell us to stop it, how are they going to get through?
They can't get through to the Voltenberg alert.
Are they going to? I mean, they can call the regular studio,
yes,
the station, but they can't get through to the room we're doing the show from.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to take this out into the engineering room. I'm going to take out 357 Magnum. I'm going to blow a hole in this thing. I'm going to blow it apart.
I guess it must have been working with Ron and Fez were on today.
Yeah.
Doing their split shift, right?
No, they don't take calls in the 11 o'clock hour.
They don't?
No.
What? They don't take calls?
Wendell said they don't take calls in the 11 o'clock hour.
All right, well, Mike, I've been told now that the problem has been fixed.
Excellent. So glad we're going to be able to take a phone call.
Wonderful. Well, apparently Wendell's going to try something first with the audio.
So hang on one sec.
He's going to try to reroute our audio chain. And I realize this is all very behind the scenes, but if we don't do this on the air, we're going to have to play this Danny Boy song again.
We want you to know what's going on. I think we owe that to our listening audience. So we got to fix it. We got to learn from this.
Yeah.
We're being rerouted, I guess. Wait, Don and Mike are being rerouted. I'm apparently still on. So while Wendell switches some wires around, it's me. Hi.
Hello?
Hi, Buzz.
Hi,
there
Don.
There we go. Hello?
Well, Wendell says that we're doing fine now.
Well, that seems
to be a
on-and-off
situation.
Sounds good to me.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, Danny boy.
This is like when you had a record when you were a kid.
Yeah.
And if the record got warped.
Yeah.
Right. And
she had fun while her daddy took her T-Bird away.
Happy Tuesday.
Hi.
Just talk with your regular voice, though, right?
Yeah. Do you think it would help if we put a quarter on the tone arm?
Hey, Rob.
Yeah.
Only a nickel.
It was doing it more dramatically before. Is there any?
Let me see if we can adjust it.
Can you tweak it?
Can you tweak it so we can just speak in our normal voices?
I think it sounds
fine. How's that?
There we go.
All right.
A little bit more of a...
Well, now...
You've got the big balls. Well, hold on. There are the big balls for me
coming around.
It seems to be going on and off.
And
I'm not sure why it is.
And
I'm on some kind of delay.
Hey, Buzz.
Now, I think it's somebody that
might have had like an
extra martini
at lunch.
Do you think
this show sounds normal to Joe?
Sure. It's not just.
Can you run this
through there?
Why not?
Let's hear our brand new hit record with this processor.
That'll make that.
Well, this is a delight for me. How are you, Donald?
I am doing
fine.
Are you Donald or Domingo?
What Buzz?
I said what?
Dart.
Hey,
man.
Let me see if it works with the tapes, too.
This is Ghetto-licious.
No, hold on.
That's got to be
recorded.
All right.
See if we can do it with our tapes.
See
exactly what's going to happen here.
This is Ghetto-licious.
I really
think that
people that are
commuting right now are probably starting
to feel a tad
nauseous.
I must say, from where I sit, I am truly enjoying your colorful patois.
Now, that
didn't
for whatever
up.
Reason, Fred Willard
made it through. It has to do with the length of the tape, I think.
This
is the weirdest thing
we've ever done.
A very short one.
This is Ghetto-licious.
It depends on where it is on the album groove.
I'm going to tell you.
Tapes are very short.
This was something that we were going to save for an April Fool's Day.
But right.
We were just going to
start
very
slowly.
And by the end of the show, have it pitched down and up and down. And people would be calling us.
But, of course, they can't
call us now because the phones aren't working.
Well,
my God.
Oh,
you're 8 months early for April Fool's.
Hey,
Wendell.
Wendell.
Wendell, thank you.
We seem
to have found the problem, Don.
It's merely
a temporary fix, doll.
Will we be able to get through the show?
Can we
play a game?
All right, Rob, turn it off now.
Turn
what off?
Turn it off.
There's nothing wrong,
Don.
Turn it.
There, I can do it myself.
Ah, there it is.
I can do it myself.
Well, that was fun.
That was just a time waster.
Can we do that again sometime, please?
Yeah, of course.
All right, very good.
You bet. But like I said, now we've lost our April Fool's Day surprise.
Uh-huh. And that would have been a great surprise to do the whole show like that.
Our plan was to just pitch it just like a pubic hair every 15 minutes and make it so that you and Buzz couldn't hear it in your headphones.
Oh, really? That'd be even better.
So that only the listeners would hear it.
Right.
And they'd be calling going, what's going on?
And we'd side with them.
And we'd get the honest reaction from you and Buzz like, hey, you guys are out of your effing mind.
Yeah.
So now,
sounds fine to us.
Thank you.
Let's see. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, dude.
Hey, there you go. Now the phones are working.
Yeah, well, hello.
La la la. What can we do for you?
How are you?
We're doing great, thanks. Please turn down your radio.
Yeah, it's the Drunk Eagles guy, dude.
Oh, it's a Drunk Eagles fan. You know, this is probably going to be the last time we're able to speak to you.
Nah, dude. I'm still on call. We're still on protest and kill Sabian.
Oh, now that's not necessary.
Let's not kill Sabian.
Too extreme. Is anybody like me feeling like that sound is still in the ears?
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's like getting off a boat that's been...
Yeah, a little bit. You got to get your sea legs a little bit.
It just feels that way still.
listen, our last show before we go on vacation is this Thursday, and then we'll be gone until Labor Day, and then when we get back, most likely WYSP will be gone from our mighty syndication list.
That's right.
So thank you for your support, Drunk Eagles guy, and I want you to know I watched those Eagles kick some ass last night.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yo, so if you guys are going to leave, can I still call, dude?
That's what I'm talking about. Of course you can. And could we hear the Drunk Eagles song one time?
All right, first off, I want to say congratulations to the New Jersey Outlaws. They made it to Texas for softball.
What?
Are you drunker than normal?
Yeah, pretty much, dude, yeah.
Okay, all right.
I want to say hi to my mom and fly, Eagles, fly on the road to victory. I don't know the rest, dude.
He's too wasted.
He is so wasted. All right, Drunk Eagles guy.
All right, later, dude.
See ya.
Later, dude.
Bye-bye. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Wow, what a kickback in the 70s that was. Redskins initials, completely useless, non-winning, and you can add up the initials.
Oh, hold on. Your phone dropped out. Give them again.
Completely
useless,
non-winning team.
Yes. All
right. Well,
I think we've all figured it out now.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm a happy boy.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello, Domingo. I love skating on tobacco road.
Okay, there's some guy trying to do his own thing.
All right, well, it's not helping me at all.
With all of the,
I'm still dizzy.
With all of the effects. Don and Mike show, hello.
Hey, Don.
And Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hi
guys. After that little episode, I think I need some Prozac.
Joe.
Nice big dose of Clockwork Orange, maybe?
Joe? Anytime you need anything, go to Joe the pharmacist.
He's the farm man.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Hey, can I turn my radio up too loud and hear it through that effect?
No, we're done with that for now. That is break glass in case of emergency bit.
Okay, we did that thing love your show, guys.
Thank you.
We did that thing one time when we were on hold where the delay was coming through the phone and we heard it again and again and again.
I just heard them rerun that the other day. They do a rerun show from 2 to 3. Mm-hmm. And
it annoyed you?
If you're in the building, you can't miss it. It's everywhere. You go in the bathroom and you hear it. And, yeah, we were fascinated by it.
Yeah, I mean, it's still new to us, and I think it's still fresh to us.
I went back and asked. Lisa, please tell Charlie, don't ever run that segment again.
It hurt your brain?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, good evening, gentlemen. How you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I was watching the game Saturday, and I figured out what that patch stands for.
GSS, okay.
God, skins suck.
God's can suck.
All right, gentlemen, see you later.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, this is a delight for me. How are you, Donald?
I'm not going to play the whole thing again.
Are you Donald or Domingo?
My favorite lyric. Patch it up, baby.
Who knew that Elvis had a song like this?
Rob. Hey, Rob knew that. And isn't it just another example of Elvis
still giving?
Still giving.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what a hoot, and so totally refreshing.
Whatever. Go out and take a look at it.
We can patch it up, baby. We can patch it up, baby.
Because it's true.
Patch it up, baby.
You're damn right.
Hey, what happened?
Ooh, Danny boy.
I'm liable to lose you.
The pipes are calling.
I don't like it.
Fire me.
What is it?
I'm scared, Steve.
Sounds like you're saying something bad.
Yeah.
I beg pardon?
What?
The pipes.
Thank you so much.
The pipes are calling.
What was the question? I can't hear you.
I don't like him.
How are you?
I beg your pardon?
Time goes on.
What have I been saying for the last 4 minutes?
Maybe the best mix yet. You know, I know you wanted to tweak it and get it just right. You might have accomplished that.
That was a pretty good one, because there's so many of those things on those cartridges.
Right.
Like the Jack Kent Cook ones, there's like 14 different isolated things with him talking.
And they're random, and sometimes they fit, sometimes they don't.
Yeah, that was a good one. Rob, that was a keeper.
That's the keeper.
Yeah. Get that out to Trolley Car Records. Or
Rhino.
Boxcar.
Boxcar Records. Get that out to Boxcar Records right away.
Boxcar, named after Boxcar Willie.
Yes, absolutely. Or no, named after, well, we're going to do it on the Elvis show.
Okay, all right.
It has something to do with Elvis.
Very good.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, Don, Mike, what's up?
Are you pushing a push cart?
Driving a piece of F home, if that counts.
Oh, okay.
Missing a wheel.
Oh, hi there.
Hey, I got a good one for you.
What, a joke?
No.
Are you commuting in a covered wagon?
Because you need Tim Sabian. That beats the other guy.
What?
Pardon me, that was something about Tim. I don't want to end on this note with Tim. Tim's made it pretty clear to us that he hates us, but I still think he's a stand-up guy because at least he told us he hates us.
Yeah.
That's why, because you need Tim.
We need Tim?
What are you trying to say?
Are you calling from Philadelphia?
No, Kansas.
Kansas?
Yeah.
Kansas?
Don, I speak moron. What he's saying is...
It's an acronym.
Yeah, and you don't want to use U-Y-O-U, you want to use the letter U.
Okay, like an F-U?
Well...
Yes.
Sort right, of.
Okay. I hate acronyms when they're delivered by people that are challenged.
Bye-bye.
A prerequisite for an acronym should be the ability to spell.
Hey, Mike! That's your acronym!
Hello, Don and Mike.
Danny?
That's the guy that just calls and says it.
Was that Danny?
He said he wanted to eat my private area. We pick it up, Charlie.
Yeah,
we got it. Except he always says that it's the woman's private area.
I certainly hope we don't have a vulture to regularity.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
How you doing?
Okay.
Hey, you know how the Redskins are going to get to the Super Bowl?
I don't know how. This is either buy tickets
for flying.
No.
Coach.
Take the F out of fun and the F out of way.
You know, people are playing with letters now that aren't qualified.
Really, this is not Wheel of Fortune, folks.
Again, because then you're supposed to say, but there's no effing way.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, all right. Rob!
That's good. You know, you're really communicating with the listeners, and I think we're building bridges here.
Rob speaks idiot.
Pour gas on that bridge and strike a match.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
The interpreter.
Hello.
Free to open the bottle of champagne. The
brute mixed with his man sweat produced the most tasty quap. Mmm, she said, licking the bees. Don pulled out a special anniversary cigar from his humidor, and the amorous couple began to role play. Hey, Frida, why don't you be a good little citizen and stick this in your yoni? Yes, Mr. President, Frida replied.
Okay, that's very nice.
Perhaps on another show.
What a weird segment this has been.
Perhaps on another show.
Man, what happened?
Not a break. Well, the phones broke.
Yes.
The phones broke, and we had the Dan Snyder song.
He began the role play.
And it's Robert Mailman's birthday.
Well, isn't, and how, we have no idea how old he is.
We don't know. All we know is that we have two very hot strippers who are going to perform a two-girl show.
And I know that Robert will be a truly willing participant.
For Robert Mailman, and if I'm not mistaken, this will be our first chance to actually see how far they're going to let us go with this website, this
right.
WJFK.com,
mm-hmm.
We should be able to put pictures up of all of the goings-on on the website.
I think it's going to be fantastic.
Right? So excellent. You can see.
Make sure that air conditioning's turned up.
Anyway, yeah, I know. It always gets that way, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, Rob, what are you trying to get the traffic?
The smell of yeah. sex.
What you need?
Don't worry about it.
No, come on.
You know, we went on so long today. I give you the traffic right now. It's bad everywhere.
So lots of cars. Lots of cars.
Tons of cars. See, normally we call the traffic girl and we say, hey, we're going to go to break in 5 minutes. But because all that stuff was going on, we weren't able to call.
Guys.
Lane closure. Or I'm sorry, what's the name?
Vera Bruptley. I think we can give the traffic. Yeah, you got your 270. It's really like crowded going up towards Gaithersburg. You got your 66 West. It's kind of nuts right now. You got your 95 South. It's really a mess. You know, people going out. And you got your Beltway. That's just jammed up at both the Woodrow Wilson and the Cabin John.
Now do the spot.
And same in Baltimore. Uh-huh. Effed up on the JFX, on your beltway. You want to go to Catonsville, forget it. You want to go to Towson, forget it.
This traffic update brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. Now the real taste of Carmel. Dunkin' Donuts, the real enchilada.
And how come she doesn't use sometimes the name she uses on MZQ?
Timothy, is it? Or Alex?
It's Alex something.
Richard?
Cleveland.
See, this girl is...
I know.
This girl... Her real name is, what is it?
Beverly Farmer.
And she's very nice, but the deal is that the people at the traffic place, because, now, here's another behind-the-scenes shocker. It's owned by Viacom, which owns our company. And their thought is, why should all of the radio stations have different traffic reporters? Why not just get one girl, and she'll just use
and work her to death.
And she'll just do... different voices and or different names.
Get one hearty lass and put her on a pottery wheel.
So
in the morning.
And now she also works on Channel 9 in the morning.
Yes, so she uses the name Jerry Edwards.
So she has to get up. She has to get up in the morning to be on Channel 9 at 5 o'clock in the morning,
uh-huh.
And then she goes home for a while. Then she sleeps for a couple of hours, and I guess just punches that imaginary Viacom bag.
She's a droid.
And then goes back. And on our show, she's Vera Brupley.
Mm-hmm.
On WMZQ, she's Alex somebody.
Richards.
Alex Richards. And on another station, she's somebody. And sometimes when she does the stations, she gets them mixed up.
Sure.
Which is why I think on the country station, mm-hmm. they call it a traffic alert.
Traffic alert.
And I don't know if you've ever noticed, when we have her on sometimes, she'll go, for the Donna Mike Show, I'm Vera Brupley with the traffic alerts on WJFK.
Yeah, when we call it simply a report.
Yeah, just a report.
Very confusing. Definitely. But it's jammed out there today. And
yeah. It is. So you get through to her yet?
No, she's busy.
Well, see, now she's probably doing another station now, right?
Yeah, I mean,
using another fake name?
It's 40 past the hour, so they're
probably getting ready. So we've missed our window. So just hang up. Don't worry about it. We've already covered the traffic.
All right.
Just cover it. We'll do it next time.
We'll do it twice next time.
These are the problems that we're not going to have.
That's right.
When we come back from vacation.
This traffic report brought to you by WJFK.
So when we come back, we'll do just traffic for Washington and Baltimore, and it doesn't matter if it fits into the network time scheme or whatever.
Right, of course.
That's great.
I just hope there aren't any voltage irregularities.
This is a delight for me. How are you, Donald?
I am doing fine.
Are you Donald or Domingo?
We're not going to get a reaction if we don't run it into the ground.
This is true.
I won't play the whole thing. I just let it go through to Danny Boy.
It'll be money.
This is ghetto-licious.
You know, I've always had trouble hearing you.
We can patch it up, baby.
Can't hear a word you say.
We can patch it up, baby.
I'm not here.
Patch it up, baby. Patch it up.
Next question. What is it?
Danny Boy. The pipes. The pipes.
I beg your pardon?
Are calling.
What was the question?
I'm depending on you, son.
I must say, from where I sit, I am truly enjoying your colorful patois.
I can't hear you.
Danny Boy.
Okay.
That's that. Okay.
It's just our way of saying hi.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
La, la, la.
Okay, Robert Mailman at his birthday, and the girls and the nudes will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Great ass. And you got your head all the way up it. Jesus. Ferocious, aren't I? When I think of ass, woman's ass, something comes out of me.
The Don and Mike Show. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, well, it's August 12th, and to a lot of you, that might just be the day before August 13th, mm-hmm. or the day after August 11th, but to us, it means Robert Mailman's birthday.
Yes. We've been looking forward to it for so long.
Daily, we've had the big countdown calendar.
You know, and even off the air, we say to each other, I just can't wait till it's Robert's birthday.
Robert Mailman's birthday, and he's here now.
Have you decorated your tree yet?
And so are the girls from AmazingEntertainment.com, 703-960-7100, or in 301, called 843-9911. And I want to say something. These girls, they were on time.
Yes, they were very punctual.
On time. Unlike my Slim Fast.
Oh, dear.
Joden.
Joe.
Do you require your supplement?
Well, he always gives it to me now. He always gives it to me.
Well, Joe is apologetic, but he was so busy finishing up his last-minute birthday shopping.
Yeah, for Robert.
Yeah, they have all the sales at the department store.
Anyway, that's just my pleasant way of saying, Joe, I need that fabulous BM-flavored diet drink, if you wouldn't mind bringing that in.
So post-haste.
Continuing to drop the pounds, and both Rob and Buzz have tried to sell me on this Kirkland brand, which to me is...
Now, how do you feel? I thought you liked it.
Well, I'm being polite to them.
Oh.
That, frankly...
Equate. This is the Walmart brand, Equate.
All right, well, Rob has sold me on this stuff called Kirkland.
This is coconutty.
It's coconutty.
Yeah.
See, Buzz drinks it, too. And Rob said, you're going to love this stuff. It's better than Slim Fast.
Really? Buzz's packaging looks good over there.
Rob,
thank you.
Rob, I know. Anytime Buzz says anything, Rob goes right away like he's got a joint in his mouth.
Or, you know, by the time Buzz does anything, he's got the munchies.
Yeah,
anything.
Well, I don't know where he gets that.
Anyway, I do the EAS thing at home. Uh-huh. Those packages, those powder things that you put into the blender.
Yeah, it's a hassle.
But when I'm at work, I got to have my can of stuff.
You need your can.
I need my can. So, Joe, I need it. And what you don't know is many times Joe gives it to me in enema form.
Hot. Piping hot.
Hot, which really...
Which is the best way to get it right. It gets the nutrients right into your system.
It not only just absolutely cuts off the craving for food, but immediately I evacuate.
You've always had the reputation as the cleanest colon at the radio station.
And maybe that's why Joe's not here. Maybe he's putting on the rain gear right now.
Yeah.
Still waiting.
He's putting on his elbow-length glove, the wetsuit.
You know, we are waiting.
Here he comes down the hallway.
We are waiting always. No, I'm not waiting necessarily for the BM-tasting diet.
See, I thought that's what you were requesting.
No, the girls.
Yeah, Joe's bringing it in right
Thanks,
now.
Thanks, Joe.
To go.
Thanks. I'm filling, just waiting for Robert with the girls.
Well, I think they're ready to go.
Well, I asked, please bring them in. I even read their
Joe, are they ready to go?
Sorry, I just switched to Sanka. So.
AmazingEntertainment.com. Bring them in. And let me now share with you the...
Is that the that is the Kirkland, I see.
It's the Kirkland.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some will tell you that you drink this, you know, as a supplement,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to lose weight. I'm telling you, you drink it, you exercise, but really what you're doing is you're just telling your stomach you're never going to have anything good again in your life. Robert, what the F are you
Robert,
wearing?
That is the most disturbing outfit I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, there is a watermelon. A watermelon with candles in it.
A watermelon with candles.
Thank you very much. I appreciate my my birthday cake here.
Now, Robert, you brought that cake in. We didn't bring that cake.
You know, sir, Charlie brought that cake.
Robert, once again, stepping up with some props.
How y'all doing today?
That's good.
We're doing
Robert.
Great. Now, are you wearing a dress today?
No, this is a purple people eater, for those who don't know about it. But I got a problem. Colette ain't giving me my props out there. I tried to show a little leg.
Oh, no.
I'm almost there. Don has lost a lot of weight. Mike, you haven't.
I have. Robert, I've lost 30 pounds, buddy.
You still look fat. I look.
Hey,
I got
my props.
Going on right here. All I got.
I've lost 30 pounds.
The ladies, unbeknownst to me, gave me a compliment. They said, he got some nice legs. And I was like, cool. We're going to have a nice time in here today.
So you were trying to put the moves on Colette?
No, I was just showing her my outfit. You know,
Robert is wearing is about the most disturbing thing I've ever seen in this studio.
It's called a purple people eater. I'm a bodybuilder.
It looks like it.
I'll outrun you any day.
It really looks like it. Okay, yeah, you look Jake. Like it. You're a veritable Mr. Olympia right now.
Want to go out and run right now?
Let's go. You look like a bodybuilder.
I want to warn you, Robert, that one time I challenged Mike to a foot race outside.
I don't care. And what's up with the watermelon?
Okay, I'm not going to play into that one.
I bought a watermelon in here for my birthday.
Right.
You think America believes that?
Yeah.
He bought,
and America.
I asked for
and America.
Cake.
You know what you are?
Lisa,
you're
Lisa.
Trouble.
And I called Lisa and Charlie for a chocolate cake, and I got a watermelon with candles in it.
What's that, Patty?
This guy.
Hey, excuse me, cousin. Can you breathe over there?
This guy.
What's that, Patty? Up my nose.
What? This guy stopped me in the hall.
Yes.
Liar. Liar.
I'm not lying.
Liar.
I'm not lying. You said, I'm bringing in a watermelon, and I said,
they told me when I first started coming in here, do not talk to Don and Mike. Do not look at them when you come in here.
Oh, that's another lie, Robert. Robert, if you don't stop lying, you're not going to get your nudes.
Oh, come on, man. Why are you busting me out like this?
Okay.
You said you're going to play along.
Because you're busting me. Now, listen, I'm willing to play along, but
are you angry today? It's your birthday. Are you angry?
No racial.
You seem angry today.
All love. No, I'm
you're not angry?
Food. It's my birthday. Got two beautiful women here. It's not what I asked for, but however, I'm cool with it.
What did you want? You wanted a black and a Hispanic
lady. Mm-hmm. But that's cool. The two beautiful ladies here.
Now let's find out their names. And
isn't this a fire hazard?
Yeah.
Why don't you blow out the candles?
Blowing
out no watermelon.
Blow out your
you
watermelon.
You brought the watermelon.
Don brought the watermelon.
No, he did not. Blow out your watermelon.
Oh, my God.
Thank you very much.
Oh, the sprinklers are going to go off.
Yeah, whatever.
Ladies, if you could get microphone number 3 there, and let's meet you.
Hey, ladies,
find out where you're from. Hi, what's your name?
Malibu.
Hi, Malibu. And
I'm from Thailand.
Thailand. Now, isn't that close enough?
That's cool. She's a beautiful lady.
Yeah. She is. And you, Red, you are?
Marlene. Where are you from?
South Florida originally.
Oh, cool. I'm going to Miami in a couple weeks. You want to go back home?
South Florida. You should just know this. Robert doesn't shoot blanks. If you have sex with Robert, you will get pregnant.
Hey.
Being in the room.
Hey, that's a compliment.
No kids.
That's a compliment, though.
That's funny. Real funny.
What's your hat say?
This has a big black N on it. You make up whatever you want to do. It could be the Black Yankees or, you know.
What is the letter M?
N.
I think it stands for nice. Yeah.
Nice man.
Today we're nice.
Nice man, like Robert's a nice man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No. Don, you look great, Mike. You lost a lot of weight.
Thank you, Robert. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Went to your ass.
Thank you. And you look fine. You know what?
Keep drinking. That's hard to check away.
That's a strike. I'll run
your fat ass any day.
You know what?
$50.
I haven't been running, Robert. You got to give me some time.
Right now.
No.
You're in so great shape, Mr. Red Sox.
You know what?
Let's go.
I have lost 30 pounds.
I can't tell.
I don't care.
You got bad boobs, just like me. It's like Don.
I think
Robert, Don, you lost yours.
Right now, Robert, listen, I want to say something. You're right. I have lost that's a load of weight.
He gets us going, though.
I will tell you that, and as much as I'd like to bust Mike's balls, I am here to tell you, He has indeed lost 30 pounds.
I don't see it. Well, I see it on you because your breasts are smaller.
You got to bring in the clothes that you were wearing that
day. Can I have them?
That we had that meeting.
It might be a little tight for you, Robert.
I doubt it.
Mike and I had
I'm in a good mood. We cool.
Mike and I were in a meeting, and we had to wear suits. And we were at the parking lot talking about what dicks we worked for.
Mm-hmm.
Mike just said, look at this. And he actually was able to pull away. It was like the Jared Subway thing.
Mm-hmm.
Pull away his pants.
Well, I bought gifts like I always do. I bought, you know, porno.
Thank you, Don.
Mike.
Don.
Still fat.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Still fat, it was
Mike.
Lost. On him.
You, you look great. You look great.
Thank you.
Man.
No, I don't care anymore.
Hey,
I don't care
black man.
Ladies, who looks better?
I don't care anymore.
Who looks better, me and him? Look, look, look.
Bow.
Bow. You got that? All I got is this right here. All I got is this right here. Stand up.
You got the Pebbles outfit on.
Huh? You don't make no.
Looks like a potted cheese on these legs.
Just a little cheesy.
There you go.
There you go.
Comparing biceps now.
Yeah. I'm Cock Diesel.
Once again,
whatever.
A black man.
God. You are fat.
I am not fat. I'm less fat than I was.
Look at your belt. Put your pants up. Yeah, look. Yeah, suck it in. See, I'll take this off. You want to go all the way, pal? Come on.
No. Do not get naked. Do not get naked.
Robert's going to take his shirt off.
I ain't scared.
He's practically naked now.
Yeah, hey. We're going to see how far this goes today. I'm in a great mood. Everything's wonderful.
Okay.
I'm 30-something. I'm not saying my age.
Why are you saying your age?
Come on, Robert, you're
I'm younger
31.
Than you two.
Of course you are. Who is
I'm 38.
That's a legend.
38.
I think Robert's in his mid-40s, frankly.
You.
I think he's in his mid-40s.
Lisa, bring in my birth papers, from the slave quarters. She still have them from my last appearance.
What year were you born in, Robert?
1965, right before the L.A. riots.
All right, let's see, Robert. Now, I want to give you something you like.
What's this?
I'm talking about Musical.ly.
Okay.
Before the girls give you your show.
What you got for
me? My little Express Yourself.
Express Yourself. Nah.
Do it till you're satisfied.
Do it till you're satisfied.
You like that one?
Perfect. That's perfect for here.
All right.
Yeah, do it till you're satisfied.
Knew you'd like it.
You don't want me to dance for you? Colette, I appreciate you not giving me a props when I showed you some leg. She hit her face. Call her up. What's her problem? What's her problem?
I don't know, Robert.
Mike, all I got is like 40 pounds right here. Right, Buzz?
That's right.
Tell him, give me some props,
looking
Buzz.
Good.
Hey, Colette?
Yes?
What is it about Robert that offended you today?
His outfit.
And why did it offend you, Colette?
He's too fat.
Excuse me, Colette. All it is in the midsection. I showed you a lot of yams, and there's no fat on my legs.
Yes,
after
it is.
Girlfriend.
Too much fat.
This is ghetto-licious.
Colette, now you going to sit here and diss me on the air?
You're too fat.
That's real cold.
You're too fat for that outfit.
Hey, I'm losing the weight. I'm doing the shit.
Okay, keep on losing. Stuff,
baby. I still love you, though, Colette. I ain't going to diss you on the air like you're doing me.
Okay.
Keep on losing.
And all the sisters in there are walking back and forth. I know y'all like it. I got the yams. I got the package.
Keep on losing the weight, Robert. Bye.
Colette.
Bye, Colette.
That's Colette. She works at the front desk.
Oh, that was great.
Director of
Food. That was great.
They're just jealous.
All right, well, girls, today is Robert's 38th birthday.
Okay.
Please give him a show unlike any other show you've ever given. Without further ado, the girls from AmazingEntertainment.com. I'll hold on.
Well, this is a delight for me. How are you, Donald?
They're not going to strip to this song.
No, Donald or Domingo?
Okay, hold on here.
Now, can they hear the music in here?
Here you go. Yeah, right. Robbie, can you turn that up?
Robert is now getting his two-girl show.
Now, hold on. Before you actually start anything over there, let me just pause this.
Okay.
We need microphone number 5 hooked up to get all the action. Hold on, Robert. We're getting your microphone.
Robert's hands.
And you should know I have the long version of the song in, Robert.
Hey, my shorts are getting shorter.
Your shorts are getting shorter. Okay. Thank you. All right, this is Mike 5, Robbie.
Yeah.
Why don't you put it right down by Robert's face?
Go on. Yeah, at least I'm not scared like Mike. I can get a dance. I ain't no wuss like Mike.
Hey, Robert, back off. I'm getting tired of it, okay?
Sorry, man. Not the band.
And now, Robert Mailman.
Once again, a black man.
And and his birthday.
Happy birthday.
They are, they're gyrating.
Robert. Robert, you have to tell us what they're doing now.
Oh, they're kissing each other while they gyrate on my legs. Oh, my God.
Stop.
Are there some...
Yeah, there are now. We have boobage.
They got boobage.
Oh, man. Do they look real or fake, Robert?
Robert's ability to speak is somewhat of a squirt right now.
Oh, God. Keep your heart out.
They're going to town on Robert. This is more friction than I believe we've seen with the two girls show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Hey, Rob, could you go in there and get the mic on the girls? If the girls are going to be doing some kissing and stuff.
Oh, yeah, right.
Now, Robert, what's happening now?
Well, now it seems that one of the girls is sitting on Robert's lap, and
Lord.
She has got her face in a...
Oh, my.
Honey, what are you doing there?
It seems one girl's face seems to be hidden right now.
Right.
Can we turn this music off? Let's just listen for a moment. Apparently, they're enjoying some.
Her early birthday cake.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, thank you, fellas. I appreciate this.
Oh. Okay, be quiet. Be quiet, Robert. Hold on.
Oh, my dear.
That's a good cake.
It's delicious birthday cake. Must be.
What kind of frosting is that? What kind of icing is that?
She's got it all over her face.
How you doing, Robert?
I'm doing great. Oh, God.
Wow. How is that birthday cake?
Now? Hold on. Girls are about to get naked.
Wow.
Hold on, we're down to G-strings. Oh.
Oh, I don't believe we even have G-strings. We have one G-string.
And one naked
total
girl.
Nude, right.
These girls are cute.
Wow, and we have total nudity.
Oh,
total
yeah.
Total nudity. And now, Mike. You know, who am I to say, but look at the garden.
Yes.
Look at the garden.
Absolutely.
That's a beautiful garden.
Oh, dear.
Whoa. It's like being on a roller coaster.
My.
Click.
Robert, we're going to need number 5 again so we can hear the girls eat some more birthday cake. They're really liking this cake.
You know what? They seem to work well together.
Robert's not shy.
No, he's not shy at all. He seems to be enjoying this more than most people.
He's going
to
make the all Madden team, the all hands team.
Robert is kneading the dough, so to speak.
Oh, God. Look at him. Look at him with his tongue sticking out of his mouth. My God.
These seem to be very enthusiastic participants. They like
their work.
And they like each other. They do like each other.
Dan Snyder, if you're listening, if you're mad, we can arrange the same for you.
Absolutely. Be a slightly smaller show.
We'll get some of those girls from that porno. We'll get some garbage pails.
This is the best birthday I've ever had.
Boy, it's been a while since we've had this kind of enthusiastic participation.
I feel like I've turned on channel 596 and it said, like, hot black love.
Oh, my. Oh, dear. The Florida girl's starving.
It is excellent cake, Buzz.
I believe it's we're having a penetrating interview right now.
These girls are really going to be stuffed when they leave the studio. They're eating so much birthday cake.
Yeah.
Listen to this. You know, people have very odd reactions to food.
Some people really enjoy birthday cake. But, you know, I hope there's not too much icing. And Robert, strangely silent.
Yeah. Right, hey, Robert, what do you have to say? Come on. Robert, give us something here. Robert, what are you doing?
Wow.
What do you have to say, Robert?
Wow.
Oh.
Robert, you're not speechless, are you?
Oh.
Ouch.
Hey, black man.
That was,
oh, fellas. I owe y'all, man. Jeez.
Oh, wow.
Now she's putting out a fire in
you.
Now
you know why I got the suit on, right?
Oh, dear.
Oh. What the?
Hey, Joe. Good
hey,
timing.
Joe.
Always.
Joe just brought my dad lunch.
Asswipe.
It's between the girls and the watermelon now. Oh, boy.
Now
we seem to be. It's time for more cake.
Oh. Nice and firm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. You mean
the
cake?
Someone left the cake out in the rain.
Oh, God.
Woo. Yeah.
You know, and of course.
Hey, Don, you know something? This is not the first time this has happened to me.
Somebody just slapped the cake.
Oh.
Shocker. And I've been told that the station's digital camera is not available, so we will not be able to put any pictures up on the website.
I can't imagine.
Also, because I believe in further conversations, they'd be known as evidence.
Right.
Nice.
Okay, you got that, Robbie? You got that one?
Number four.
Mysteriously missing today.
Oh, man.
These guys sure do like their birthday cake.
They really do. This has been, hasn't it been like 5 solid minutes of birthday cake eating?
Yeah, the song's almost over, and that's when the party's over. That's when the eating's going to stop, the birthday eating.
Eating the cake.
Better eat it fast.
Nice, nice. And...
wow.
Okay. Okay, now what's happening?
She, I believe, is asking Robert to do something. I didn't hear that quite enough. Do you want Robert to lay down on the floor?
Sure.
Is that what you're asking Robert to do? She wants Robert to lay down on the floor.
He's agreed to do this. Robert has her underpants around his neck.
Yes, he does.
Okay, girls. We're out of music, so you're on,
oh,
you're on your own.
My boy.
What are they doing, Mike?
Well, Robert is now laid flat out on the floor.
Oh, yeah.
And, now they seem to be getting into position. Girls of concern.
Wait a minute.
They are going for the bag. They're going for the bag of
tricks. We're going for the bag.
The bag of tricks.
Wow.
The trick bag is coming out.
Oh,
I believe Robert. Robert just did an adjustment.
Yeah.
So to speak.
Furniture around.
Yeah.
Sofa. An adjustment in his dress.
In his hot pant outfit. His culottes.
We've not described adequately is what Robert
is wearing a purple one piece.
That's
all right.
Now what's happening over there? I can't see Michael.
Robert is he's eye to eye with the same birthday cake that was being eaten before.
Okay. But, 10 inches long. If I'm not careful.
And I missed that, Rob. I didn't hear that.
We all did.
All right. Now
what's happening over there, Buzz? Can you see?
There's a toy. A toy has been brought out.
Down
a
range.
Toy with a battery on it.
Oh.
All right. And now we are. One of the girls is going for a, you know, it's great to have pony rides at a birthday party.
Oh, yeah.
So there's a pony ride going on right now from our Thailand friend. Meanwhile, Robert is very close to the birthday cake.
Mm-hmm.
And Robert is, I believe his forehead is getting a little massage. He's getting a little.
Right in my nose.
Oh, that's okay. You'll live. Nice
yeah.
How you feel.
Oh, thanks.
And now the toy is being, they're playing a little birthday game we call Hide the Toy.
Okay.
There's the toy.
Was that a fart?
No, I believe that's the sound of vibration.
Something with batteries, I guess.
Meanwhile, our friend from Thailand is doing quite a number riding the pony. Right now. And,
okay. Have you had enough?
Cowboy.
I had enough when it started.
Okay, that's,
let's give him a nice round of applause.
Unfortunately, that's it for the Robert Mailman.
Way to go.
Happy birthday.
Thank
to
you, ladies.
Show.
Fantastic job.
Thank you.
Good job, kids.
Now, how come it happens that when it's Robert, we get the girls that do everything?
I believe Robert, you're going to have to give credit to Robert's outfit. I think the outfit, but you know, these girls also came to play. We've never had them here before.
And poor Robert has lube all over.
I got a money shot in the eye.
Oh man.
Money shot. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, my birth record.
Robert, how are your eyes?
Oh.
Can you see Robert?
They said, now I know how they feel.
These girls are from AmazingEntertainment.com.
Robert's getting a last little hug here.
And 703-960-7100.
All right.
301-843-9911.
How are you, Robert?
Now, a statement, please.
Once again,
a black man.
Robert Mellon.
Robert, how was the birthday show?
How'd you like it, Robert?
Oh, man, wonderful. Thank you. I got glue all on my
hands.
Yeah,
don't shake my hands. Not today, please.
Thank you,
Don. You're very welcome.
Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome, Robert.
Yeah, get your food. Yeah, the diet food.
You know, you say thank you and then you're
eating. I appreciate it, man. Somebody get me to the bathroom.
Yeah. Robert, are your eyes really
burning? I love bitches. Now they're burning, but I can't see them.
Squinting.
It's delicious.
Girls, maybe you could take Robert down to the bathroom and clean him up.
A tour of the offices upstairs.
I think that's a wonderful idea. Is Alan here?
I don't know, but is Michael here?
No, everybody's gone. Let's take a
hold on. Hold on a second. Hold on.
Robert, hold on. I think you need to adjust the right side of your culottes. There. There you go. Man.
If Michael is here.
Yeah.
WJFK.
Hi, this is Don. This is not Colette, right?
Yeah.
Oh, hi, baby.
Hi.
Hey, is Michael Hughes upstairs?
No, he's not.
Is Alan here today?
No, he's not.
Oh, are there any management team members here?
Bobby.
Hey, look, fellas. No. Look, fellas.
I don't want to do it. Oh, what is she doing? She's feeling your
hand mittens.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
Your man teeth.
Yeah, you do look better.
Thank you.
He doesn't. Okay.
Shut up. Robert,
you don't tell me to shut up.
Shut up.
Bye.
Come on, be nice to both of them. Robert, we just gave you a nice two-girl show for your birthday.
It'll be that relationship I will always have with Robert. Oh, now they're spanking him.
Spanking.
Okay.
Come on. 38.
All right, go ahead. Spank him. Go ahead.
All right, ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
That was a sound effect.
It frightened the girls.
I believe we were at 10. 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16,
I usually have to pay for this.
21, 22, 23, 24, faster, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 37, 38.
Right, that's it for Robert Mellon.
I would say an inch to grow an inch, but I believe that's already happened.
Yeah.
Okay,
thank you. There he is. Robert.
We're gone. Okay. We're going upstairs.
Okay, see ya. Thank you, girls.
Thank you for having us.
Thank
you're
you, ladies.
Great. Again, that's amazingentertainment.com.
Bye-bye.
Those girls put on one hell of a show.
They truly did.
They did
fantastic job.
One hell of a show.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about you. Between the first break and that, I think we've already done it.
Yeah, we're exhausted.
We've done a whole show already today.
Thank you. Good night, everyone.
Why don't they just call down and say they're suspending us with the Redskins thing and just let us go? Jesus.
And, of course, now the smell of sex.
1, 2, 3.
Well, this is a delight for me. How are you, Donald?
I am doing fine, Mr.
Are you
Cook?
Donald or Domingo?
I want to dedicate this last segment to the Redskins.
Here. Hey, what better fitting way to end this segment?
Let's go back and touch the pen. One more night.
And the patch.
That'll patch things up.
There you go.
I believe Robert was squinting. He's going to need an eye patch.
We can patch it up. I think what happened is she got some of her number three in his eyes.
That's what he indicated.
Yeah. We can
patch it up, the lube? It was the lube, Don. That pesky lube.
Yeah. Those girls are pretty hot.
They were.
Danny Boy.
It all kind of gels together, don't you think?
Yes, it does.
It's just all one big project.
You know, as a matter of fact, let me say, that segment brought to you by the Washington Redskins. A commitment to mediocrity. The Washington Redskins promise you another year of at least 8-8.
Yes. Do you think perhaps there are any of those people over there in Ashburn that are thinking, maybe it wasn't that great an idea to try to dictate content to us?
I don't know. Maybe now they are.
Yeah.
And now the secret's out of the bag.
Mm-hmm.
That whole segment we just did, that was requested by the Redskins.
What have I been saying for the last 4 minutes?
Yeah. There you go.
How about you?
Wowsy woozy. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Uh-huh, my boy.
My boy.
I almost crashed my car. I was on Georgetown Pike. All right, windy road. Too bad I didn't have a beach towel.
Yeah, you know, there was a lot of good sounds when those girls were eating the big slices of birthday cake.
It was very, very exciting. And, it was balanced also. I thought
it was a jambonet cake?
No.
No.
Neither one.
No. And as a matter of fact, the one girl, the Taiwanese girl, am I getting that right?
Thai. The Thai girl.
The Thai girl had just the perfect.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's. I agree.
Mm-hmm. For my money, perfect. It was a nice V-shape.
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
Beautiful.
It's fantastic.
I've been told that's what Dan likes, too.
Just give us fair warning when you're going to do that so we can pull our cars over.
All right, my friend. Bye, girls.
Bye-bye. No winter Thanks. Bushes in here.
Bye, girls. Nice. Well, and that other one. How about the jugs on that other one?
Pretty outstanding.
Unbelievable.
Outstanding. Really? Okay. And notice, please, not, and this is a good thing with Robert in here. Mm-hmm. Not once did I have to say, hey, Rob.
Yeah.
Come over here and field us.
Exactly.
Because I got news for you. I was Mr. Softy during that whole thing.
Well, it was we call that the counterweight.
It's the Robert factor.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Two members of the Seattle Star Wars Society are giving new meaning to the term diehard fan. They kicked off the new year by getting in line for Star Wars Episode II, Attack of the Clones, 4.5 months before the May 16th release of the film. John Guth and Jeff Twyton, I think it is, are outside Cinerama in Seattle, Washington, waiting. John and Jeff, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Matt.
I'm trying to
hi,
do...
Hi, John and Mike.
Oh, we get to say hi, Mom, and everything like that. Jeff and John, we appreciate it. Good luck to you, and maybe we'll check in with you as the 129 days tick off.
Please.
Yep.
Thanks.
See you, Don and Mike.
Dude.
The Don and Mike Show. I don't want to talk to anyone else. But
say Whitey.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Is anyone listening?
Please, no back talk. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, we don't know about Philly. We just don't know. I imagine we're toast.
We haven't heard anything.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it'd be hard to think anything else.
Yeah.
The last I had heard was when the last monthly rating trend came out about a month ago, and our show was absolutely the same.
Mm-hmm.
It was a 2.7.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Tim called me. He was getting on an airplane. He couldn't have been nicer. Said, I'll call you on Monday, and we'll talk about these numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And that was 4 Mondays ago.
Exactly.
So, don't know. I think that this would be it, because, you know, Friday...
Where are we in Philly? Don't know.
Don't know. The deal is that Thursday, the Elvis Death Day show is our last show before vacation.
Right.
Friday, we're taking Bart down to Clemson, and Bart is going to be on his own, and Mike's doing his thing with his kids, and then, you know, it's the vacation. You know, we have to cram all of our vacations together in the summertime, really, because that's when the ratings don't count or some deal like that.
Yeah, spring and fall is when we, that's the most important time in the radio biz.
And then, so you know, we're back on September 2nd,
right,
which is the day after Labor Day, and then we work all the way through the, now listen to this grueling schedule.
Mm-hmm.
The entire month of September,
mm-hmm.
the entire month of October,
oh my God.
The entire month of November,
right.
And if I'm not correct, if I'm not mistaken, if I am correct, I believe 2 weeks in December.
I believe you are accurate.
Whew. That would be, if my math is right, something like 14 consecutive weeks of shows.
Wow. Yes. It's the long stretch.
How could we have signed such a deal?
I think it's really a sweatshop deal.
I think we have to work Thanksgiving Day, but we get Friday off. So
anyway,
so there's that.
So that's the deal. And when we come back from this vacation, Philly, we imagine will be gone.
Yeah.
That day.
But we really wouldn't know because there has been no communication.
Right. The contract is up in Philadelphia on September 1st. And there's been, you know, nothing from the guys in Chicago, our agents. There's been nothing from this company.
There's really been nothing.
No, and as a matter of fact, there's been nothing from this company on a variety of topics. I want to tell you exactly how they handle things here. We had the meeting with the guy, this guy Scott, the new guy, the 17th guy since we've been working here. This was the meeting we had about 10 days ago where he said, I'm going to really evaluate your situation. But first, I'm going to go on vacation for a day, for a week, and when I come back, I'm going to evaluate the situation.
Now, he's been back.
Oh, yeah, he's been back three or four days.
Yes.
He actually came back last week.
Right.
Early. He didn't even take a whole week of vacation.
Wow.
So what happens is we announced on the air that starting when we get back from vacation in September that
we were going to, being as we're pretty sure Philly's out of the picture,
mm-hmm.
we're going to do a show that just focuses on Washington and Baltimore, because those are the two stations that I think we'd like to end up. We know we're going to be on in Washington,
mm-hmm.
and we'd like to be on in Baltimore, because we've been on in Baltimore for 13 years.
Right.
And we really hold that city very dear. No offense to Sacramento, Reno, Las Vegas, anywhere else, but we love Baltimore, and it's, my God, it's just a, you flick a booger out your car, and it hits somebody in Baltimore.
It's that close.
That's how close they are. So we announced that, and then apparently once we announced that, and it made some of the national trade publications, everybody just stopped talking to us about it.
Wow.
That's, let me just explain to you, that's the Infinity Way.
That's been their way for a long time.
See, that's the way, and that was even before it got big and out of control and absolutely too corporate. Something happens that you can't control and you don't understand it,
mm-hmm.
rather than go to the person and say, why did you do that? We could work this out. What you do is, when you see them coming down the hall, you just turn and go the other way.
Yeah, it's the best. And then we, of course, have representatives that work for our interests, and the way they handle it right now is to say we've put a call in and we haven't heard back.
Yeah, or what?
And there's really not much more they can do.
And right? Here's another thing they do here is that they call back. They do call our agents back.
Mm-hmm. At midnight.
Mike's not exaggerating by much.
Yeah.
They call back at 9 at night
mm-hmm.
to the office in Chicago.
Say, hey, I got your message. Love to talk. I'll try to, I'm going to be out of the office most of the day tomorrow, but I'll try to call you again tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. Bye!
Right. And for instance, I'll give you an example. And Michael Hughes, who doesn't like his name said on the radio, no need to worry. I'm not going to say anything out of school. Not even you know about this, Mike, or anybody else. There's something else in the company that he sent me an email like a month ago and said, I really want your input on this. And I said, I'd be glad.
I know what you're talking about.
No, you don't.
Oh, I thought it was that other thing.
No, you don't.
Oh, okay. All right.
Nobody knows about that.
Oh, really?
What thing do you think it is? Write it down.
Okay. All right, I need a pen, Rob.
Oh, coming up.
Passing notes in class.
Write it down.
Keep on writing.
Only he had a pen.
Yeah, you don't know.
Oh, okay.
That's not what it is.
Oh, okay. All right. That's what I was going to write down. What?
You're killing me, you dummy.
What?
Okay. The goddamn delay.
Oh, sorry. Sorry about that. Yeah.
Never gotcha. Mind. Now, never mind what I was going to say. Never mind.
I didn't know that.
Told you that.
Well, I didn't say anything.
I know, but you're not supposed to know.
Well, I don't. So who says I do know?
Well, they know that you know.
They know who? They?
No, they mean
who's they? They?
Third floor they. Oh. They get pre-delay up there.
Well, who knows now?
They know.
They're not here.
Yeah, but it doesn't
well,
mean...
What were you were going to say that we haven't said anything, so what were you going to say about it anyway?
What I was going to say is that this thing that I was supposed to be involved in now, since we've had this discussion about our syndication, and since we've had this Redskins thing, they're just not talking to me.
I don't think there's anybody up there listening pre-delay other than Lisa, who is dumping.
Oh, well, outstanding. Well, then thank you, Charlie.
Sure.
But, Mike, really, that's what, you know, loose lips sink ships.
You're talking about it on the radio. I didn't know what the
deal
was.
But I didn't say what it was, though.
I know, neither did I.
Could have been anything.
Do you understand my dilemma here? I mean, I understand what you're saying, but you were talking about it.
I know,
because you were going public with it.
No, but see, I wasn't going public with it, because it could have been one of a number of things, but you said, oh, I know what this is.
Well, I you know.
But they weren't, whatever. But when they told me, I wasn't supposed
to tell. If you're talking about it. So now, what's going on?
Nothing, because they've not asked my opinion.
Mm.
They've not asked me to any meetings. They've not. This is just more of the Infinity Way.
The silence.
That is, they get, I guess they're mad because we talked about the syndication, and I guess they were mad about the Redskins thing yesterday. So now this other stuff that they've asked me about, which has nothing to do with our show, I'm out of the loop on.
Well, that's the way they do it, you know?
No.
Oh, okay.
In answer to your question, you're right.
What does that prove to you? I don't know anything.
Mike just wrote down, didn't the meeting already happen? And the answer is no.
Okay, I'm confused.
We're all confused.
I'm very confused.
Listen, I just want to say this to Infinity Broadcasting. You know, I'm not a good one to keep secrets.
That's honest.
I'm not a good one to keep secrets.
Well, you know, don't worry about it.
And anyway, you know, the bottom line here is that whenever there's a crisis, what they do is turn the other way and run.
Right.
Which they're doing now, which is why we don't know what's happening in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what's happening with our syndication.
Right.
They invite me to meetings, and then the only assumption I can come up with is that they're mad at me because we talked about the syndication and they didn't like the Redskins thing yesterday. So then they avoid us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we actually thought that was the result of one individual way back when who doesn't work for the company anymore. But it becomes ever more apparent that with each passing incident or situation that we have to deal with, that it's
kind of policy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and for a long time I thought it was corporate, that it was because the company has gotten so big with so many layers, but
right.
It's really just the same crap, just with different guys doing it now.
And it gets frustrating.
It does. But, you know, we're here. We've got the contract.
Right.
We've got the contract, and that's that. So, I don't know about Philadelphia.
Right.
I don't know about all the other stations.
And I don't know anything.
Yeah, Mike doesn't know nothing.
I don't know dick.
You don't know nothing. Well, I didn't mean to yell at you.
I didn't. I was totally confused, but
I know you.
I didn't. I didn't know that it was like that.
I
forgot that. You see, I don't. You know.
Yeah,
I mean,
I remember when I told you.
You opened that door a little bit, and then you know.
I remember when I told you, I did say, "Hey, remember?"
I don't. I forgot that. If I remembered,
how
that,
could you?
What do you think, you did it on purpose?
No. I know it was an honest mistake.
Right. I'm having a lot of mistakes lately, you know? I just want to go away for a while.
We will.
I really do. It's very important that I go away.
One, two.
Clear my
head.
Well,
this is a delight for me. How are you, Donald?
I am doing fine, Mr.
Are you
Cook?
Donald or Domingo?
You have to patch it up, baby, before we fall apart at the seams.
I'm going to play this now for Infinity Management as well.
You know, and you would think that we'd have some contact after this, but
yeah.
We really don't. But it gives our listeners a chance to hear some good Elvis music.
Music with a message.
Yeah.
Getting back to the whole thing with Snyder putting his dad's initials on the patch for the team.
We can patch it up, baby. We can patch it up, baby.
Patch it up, baby.
Are you listening to us, Infinity? This is no longer just about Dan Snyder.
No. We'd like you to patch things up with us.
Well,
Danny boy.
All right, now it's about Dan Snyder.
Now it is,
yeah.
Yes. I can't think of a Dan in our company.
Like now, the only Dan is gone.
Right.
The late Dan Mason.
And really, you know, look back at that Dan. He communicated more than some of the other ones.
Yeah.
But he was another little gerbil.
Danny boy.
You're hearing the world premiere of the song that we debuted 2 hours ago on the show. It's called Danny.
Danny.
And it kind of goes along with the show we did yesterday. You're hearing it without the funny tape this time.
Hey, management, you hear that wheel? It's squeaking.
What have I been saying for the last 4 minutes?
Danny.
There it is.
Danny Patch. All right, are you ready for a very astute call?
Always.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hey, I'm just curious. I mean, I listen 4 hours a day. I love the show, but I'm just curious. I know when I work for people, if you spoke out of turn, say, that it was usually held against you.
Okay, let me just explain the difference between us and you. What do you do for a living, sir?
Well, I'm blind now, but
just because you're crippled, because God had a problem with you, don't bring it in, okay?
That cripple thing, I'm telling you.
What? So you're blind? I'm sorry.
Listen, when I was electrician.
Okay, you're an electrician. Here's the deal. If I was an electrician and my boss was a dick, I would tell the boss he's a dick. And you know what? That's why God took your sight away, because you don't have any balls.
No, I did.
That's why God took your sight away. Listen to me, Sparky. I swear to God.
Listen, you drive me
crazy. What it says on the screen here, the guy calls, well, maybe if you didn't say everything on the air, they wouldn't get mad. Well, hello, hey, dummy.
We don't say everything on the air.
And that's part of our show,
stupid, dumb, blind, crippled, crapped on by God electrician? It's part of the reason people listen is to hear the behind-the-scenes stuff. Hello? Maybe you'd rather we did, like, horrible scopes. Hey, cancer, today you're going to get hit by lightning and God will make you blind.
Oh, man, you guys.
Us guys what?
Why do you got to throw that at me?
You brought up the blind thing.
No,
I didn't.
You asked me what I did. I don't do anything now but listen to you guys.
Oh, great. So now you're just another member of the, what's the percentage now, Mike?
6%. 6%. Yeah, I believe
6%?
So.
Well, you can't find work?
Wasn't by choice, let me tell you that. All I was saying is, like one Thanksgiving, the owner says, yeah, I got a turkey for a bonus 1 year. I said, imagine how I felt. I didn't even get a turkey. 5 days later, he called me up, gave me a pink slip.
Well, pal, listen, I'm sorry. All I'm hearing here is L-O-S-E-R.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we've done this for years. You know that.
Look where we are in life and look where you are in life. I'm sorry, you can't look at where we are in life. You can't see.
I think he hung up. Is he gone?
Either that or he just walked into the refrigerator.
You know what?
And I mean literally walked into the refrigerator.
See, he was playing the blind card.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, don't, and it had to be proven to him that he can't play the blind card.
Don't do that. I mean, you want to call up and say, well, you guys do too much inside stuff.
And you know, our other blind listeners, we have many. In fact, we have regular callers, so they'll back us up on him.
Right. Don't play it.
I mean, if you're going to play it, we'll play it right back at you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Yeah.
See.
Hello.
Hey, I just want to tell you, I listened to you on Philly Station, the YFT.
Right.
And like you guys listen to you as much as I can, and I hope you guys stay syndicated because I don't think I can pick up the Baltimore station because I live about halfway between the two cities.
All right, my friend. Well, you might have to move to where the food is. Thanks for your support, though. Oops.
We wouldn't really be able to tell you, though, because we haven't gotten any information.
We don't know.
Yeah.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay.
Hey, I'm listening to you in South Jersey up here.
Right, howdy.
Hey, I think I know why the Philly's taking you off the air and why I stay in Philly.
Okay, you have the reason. It wouldn't be the fact that we just have bad ratings.
No, because you guys are the worst radio ever.
Well, yeah, at least you're very brave. 215-537. I got the last four numbers.
Almost, close.
Yeah. All right, now that I got your phone number, I can F with you.
Oh, God, absolutely.
See, because the reason that I'll F with you is that you weren't ballsy enough. You know, you're not like the blind guy.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm much ballsier than the blind guy.
No, see, because you have no balls because you told the screener, it says on the screen, very sad to see you go.
Right.
Now, why did you lie to the screener?
See, the difference between you and the blind guy is the blind guy had a negative thing to say, opened himself up to it, and he didn't sneak in. He didn't sneak in like you did.
No, the screener will only let people...
The last guy had an argument with us.
The guy on the screen, the call in which I took first, said you guys wouldn't get mad and get in trouble so much if you didn't talk about behind-the-scenes stuff. But my friend, you're the coward. You're the coward.
Well, are you talking about your inside jokes?
What?
Your inside jokes. Your behind-the-scenes jokes.
Yeah, and incidentally, this show is so bad that you're calling and listening.
Actually, they're not inside. Everyone gets them but you.
No, actually, I do get them, but they're so not.
No, you're actually...
But hold on a second.
You're on the outside, sir.
If the show...
You guys aren't funny.
But then explain to me, please, why, if the show is not funny, you're listening, and not only are you listening...
It's forced radio. There's nothing else on.
Is that the weakest argument
there's
you live in?
There's nothing else on.
You live in Philadelphia.
Who else is on right now?
You've never heard of WIP? You've never heard of KYW? You've never heard of WMMR? You've never heard of 95.7 or 95.9, whatever the hell it is?
Sure.
You've never heard of WPHT? But let's go past the 60 other radio stations available in your market. You've never heard of...
Talk radio. Talk radio.
You've never heard of a book on tape.
Mm-hmm. You know what it is? I guess what I have the hopes of every day, I listen to you guys hoping that I'll at least chuckle.
And I listen to you hoping that God takes away your sight. Oh, now wait, hold on, you laughed.
You made me laugh.
Well, then all is right with the world.
That's the first time.
And peace will guide the planet.
Yeah, that's the first time.
Yeah. All the time. All
that's the first time. You goddamn piece of garbage.
Oh, come on.
I mean it. You're a piece of trash.
Please.
You're a piece of garbage. You're a stool. You're feces.
You guys stepped in golden pool. That's all I got to say. I don't know how you're on the radio.
How you on the radio?
Don't knock that golden poo unless you've stepped in it.
Oh, come on. That golden poo works for me, buddy.
You're
home. I want to send Infinity a bunch of gift baskets for getting you guys off the air.
Yeah, and I'm going to call your mom with a bunch of gift baskets, and in those gift baskets is going to be wire hangers and say, the next time you have a retarded son, please pull the plug so that 35 years later he doesn't call me and give me a hard time on our show. Some guy who's been listening to this show every day, please, you know, the weakest...
The guy every day.
Yes,
ma'am, your coat hangers are here.
The weakest argument is this. There's nothing else on.
It's absolutely true.
So why don't you just kill yourself if there's nothing else on?
Well, I did. I didn't subscribe to X-Radio because of you.
X-Radio.
You subscribed to X-Radio.
Whatever it's called.
How's that investment working out for you?
It's working out better than your show.
It sucks. You know.
Really? And how much did X-Radio cost?
Oh, come on, man. I'm just praying for Ron and Fez to come up here. Some real radio.
Ah, you know what you are? You're one of those Opie and Anthony guys. I know it.
Oh, my God. You know who your audience is? Southerners who just discovered radio.
Southerners that just discovered radio. You're like a Northerner that's just discovered the pencil.
You know, what radio show has inside jokes? What the hell's that?
Oh, my God. How long have you been listening to radio?
I mean, you guys play that. How long?
I'm asking you a question. How long have you been listening to radio?
How long have I been listening to radio?
Don't answer a question with a question.
Very simple question.
It's
not a stupid question.
We're getting your background.
I honestly don't know.
No, you don't know.
How long? How long have you been listening to X Radio?
I haven't yet. I'm actually looking forward to getting installed.
Oh, so you're saying you love it? You contradicted yourself.
Then I heard you guys are leaving Philly. Now I want to cancel my subscription.
Why don't you get M Radio?
Yeah. Okay.
Moron Radio.
Okay, I get M Radio. That's what I do. And you know what? That would be more fun than your show is.
Well, you know, you're passionate about our show.
More fun than our show that you obviously listen to.
I am very glad that I got a chance to get a hold of you guys.
No, you're passionate. We've aroused a passion in you.
Yeah, I guess you have. I don't want to commute. And, man, listen to you guys.
Right, because there's nothing else on your radio. There's nothing else that you can listen
to
in Philadelphia.
You absolutely can't stand turning us off. You have to keep us on.
Yeah, you hate us, but you keep listening.
Well, I just hope.
And you know what? What is the percentage? Should we say 6%?
Yeah.
Of the audience actually participates, and you're participating. You're actually more than a fan of this show.
It's more than that, Mike. The people who participate is below 1%.
Below 1%.
Yeah. Come on, guys.
So you are the most active and passionate of our listeners. Because you picked up the phone, you paid enough attention to get the phone number, and you called us. And it doesn't matter what your agenda is, you felt the need to call us. You were passionate about this show. It doesn't matter whether it's negative energy or positive energy, you were passionate.
And you called, and you said you don't like it, and then I asked you why, and rather than just say, whatever reason, I'm not going to give you the answers, your answer was the typical, there's nothing else to listen to.
You know what we used to say? Wow, we used to actually go in to new markets, and we would call the switchboard, and we say, are we getting a lot of complaint calls? And if we were, we knew the show was going to do well. If we weren't, we knew we'd have a tougher go.
But even in the markets that we do well in, we still get dumb guys like you.
Absolutely.
And the one
thing... Dumb guys like me.
Oh, yeah, you're an idiot. You know that.
And the one thing that I do want to leave you...
I'm an idiot.
The one thing I do want to leave you with is the only reason that you're on the air is that it highlights how smart and funny we are.
Oh, my God.
At your expense.
Now, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life.
We do have, because, believe it or not, we are fair.
This has your best ratings.
We are fair. Mike, go ahead.
I was just going to tell him. I mean, you obviously have been waiting to call for a long time. You wanted to talk to us and tell us your sentiments.
Now, we promise uninterrupted.
What are your sentiments? I mean, what is really the point of this call?
I had to get off my...
Don, I felt the need to kind of mask it a little bit.
Oh, it's passion.
Hey,
whichever way you slice it, right? It's passion.
You're calling back.
You know.
His phone.
Unless he lives with mommy.
Maybe.
Hello, son.
I think you got the wrong.
Oh, you got it, Robbie?
I Hold think
on.
So.
Hello, son.
Hello.
You're home. You're home.
Oh, I see. Got the wrong.
Good to see you, son. Now rub my feet.
Oh.
Between the toes. He's a good boy. Please, massage the bunions.
That's
chew my
up.
Corns.
Did I really have it backwards?
I think so.
Okay.
Chew my corns, please. Please
we'll
chew my
out.
Corns.
Now, hold on. I have to, of course, take this off the air.
See if he's there.
Hey, douchebag, you notice what we did was we hung up on you. You what? Yeah, I figured out how to dial the phone, which is why after we're gone in Philadelphia, like after you forget about us, although you won't ever forget about us, I'm gonna take this phone number and I'm gonna put it in one of the street papers, and it's gonna say, I love to suck D. Call me 24 hours a day. And the thing is, you're never gonna be able to prove that it was me that put the number in there, because I got a friend in Philadelphia that's gonna do it for me. Oh, that is funny.
Hmm.
You wait until you get the guys calling you, asking you if you'll suck their D.
Ask him if he'd like to come on the air and have his final word.
Listen, would you like, Mike wants to know, would you like to come back? You're going to put my number on a bathroom wall. And what's my number?
Ask him if he'd like his final word.
Do you want the final word on the air? Do you want to come back on the air? Yeah.
I'm good.
Okay.
All right, is he coming back on the air?
Here he is.
All right, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right.
All right, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Please.
Better that time.
Yeah, much.
That's the first one we've gotten twice. That was fun. That was big fun. He wanted to play. We like to play. It's fun.
It's fun.
Final word. There we go.
Let me apologize to him.
Yeah, you probably should.
Hey, I'm sorry. You know what? That's not me. That's Mike that's hanging up on you. Now, Mike, do you promise not to hang up on this guy?
I promise I will not
Say
hang
it
up.
Loud and, so he hears it.
I promise I won't hang up on you.
All right? Okay, hold on a second.
Good, I want to hear this.
All right, Mike, you promise
I
not
promise
to hang up?
I will not hang up on this guy, I promise. All right.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. All he got.
Three That's times. All he
got. How dumb can he get? How dumb is he?
Three, Peter.
Rich.
That's enjoyable.
That's a good bit.
I enjoyed that.
That's a good bit.
It's fun.
You are so freaking dumb. And I know you're still listening to the show, dumbass.
That was enjoyable.
We just spent a whole segment with you.
Man, and you know, when you're doing a show like this, and we get a caller like that, here's a little peek behind the curtain. The clock just starts flying. I mean, it's just like the minute hand's going. Ugh.
I guarantee we could do it with him 10 more times. 10 more times. Okay, Buzz, do you promise not to hang up this time? Yes, I do.
Yeah, right.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah, I want to. Click. Click.
So, believe it or not, we thank him for listening.
We do.
Yeah, absolutely. And thank him for calling.
Mm-hmm. And he can thank us in about a month when he starts getting those phone calls.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, hello. I understand that you suck D and you don't even make men wear condoms.
Don't never be lonely again.
You say, well, hey, hold on. That Dan and Mark show.
And then we'll get another call from him.
I want to get the final word.
What? Hello?
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 We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Take the boy! Take the boy! And not me! I'm too young to die! Oh, the pain, the pain!
The Don and Mike Show.
Who are these people?
I don't know.
A lifestyle-oriented program. The Don and Mike Show.
Not to beat a dead horse. The blind guy's back.
Oh, no.
I've had my fill of arguing with people today. I tell you what, you can get back on the air if you tell me how many fingers I'm holding up.
None.
None? He's right. He guessed. You weren't holding any fingers up, though.
You didn't see.
Did I get it right?
I said it. Now he's holding up one.
All right, really, this time. How many fingers am I holding up? Mike, you verify. Buzz, you verify.
I can see that.
How many fingers?
Three.
Wrong. Four. Four.
Four. Listen, you've already had your time on the show today, Blindy.
Look, all I wanted to say is I didn't bring up the blind thing.
Yeah, you did.
Yes, you did.
Early on.
Yes, you did.
What, did
what, do you think? We guessed that you're blind?
You asked me.
What do you do for a living? And you said...
I don't do anything because I'm blind, that's all.
Yeah, so you brought it up.
You brought it up.
What am I supposed to say? I don't...
No, but I mean, you just said that we brought it up first. You brought it up.
And incidentally, next time... Well, there won't be a next time for you. But maybe you could pass along to other people who are still sighted that they should wear safety goggles. While doing electronic work.
Look, I was an electrician when this happened.
Yes, that I understand that, and I'm sorry God has punished you.
But, no, I was
please don't try to call and tell us how to do our show, okay?
I was just simply asking you a serious question.
And I answered your question very seriously. No, I don't think the fact that we do inside stuff is a reason that we get in trouble with our bosses.
I listen to you guys 4 hours a day.
Yeah, hold on a second. Hold on.
I just answered.
He just answered you, and now you don't respond to it.
I said...
Yes, I did.
No, I do not think the fact that we do inside stuff is a reason that we get in trouble with our bosses.
So,
in fact, you
had your question answered.
Quite the opposite. I think it's a reason people listen to the show, because it's refreshing, and it's different, and it's not the same homogenized BS that you get on every other radio show, including that last a-hole that called from Philadelphia.
Now, I'll give you one last question. You got a last question, go ahead, ask away. Any other questions?
Why do you...
I'm sorry.
No.
Oh, dear.
He didn't see that coming.
Fish in a barrel.
No, he didn't. Hey, Buzz.
Hey, Buzz. You know who was an electrician, too?
Who?
Elvis. True. I've got the fever. What with the show coming up?
Electrician.
Electrician.
Right.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Yes, and Mike. Hi.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Very well, thanks.
That's good. Hey, Buzz, how you doing?
Hi, well, thank you.
Hey, Rob Bay, you rock, buddy.
I got my eye on you.
Thank you. Hey, Don, I was just wondering if you'd heard about Big Daddy Dan Wilkins talking to the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, that's all they need.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the human Burger King, Gilbert Brown, is out.
Yeah, that sucks.
So, yeah, let him have it. Robbie, you got that tape? You got the Big Daddy tape?
Yeah.
That tape of you introducing him at the stadium?
At defensive tackle, number 95, Big Daddy Dan Wilkinson!
Do you think he'll bring anything to the defense? Do you think he'll
slide? Well, this is a delight for me. How are you, Donald?
I am doing fine, Mr.
Are you
Cook.
Donald or Domingo? Good
to match it up, baby.
Match it up, baby.
This is for Dan Snyder. Yeah.
Let's go back and play the pen. One more night is all I ask. Get that feeling.
Much as I'd like to hear this hit record. We've either got a guy on the phone who's really out of it, or is playing with it. Yeah. Our tribute to the Redskins.
Daddy boy. The pipes.
No word from Ashburn today.
No, they've called, they've not told us. Which is good. Keep it off our radar. Hello, Xavier.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Hey, man. First of all, I like to say that I have a lot of respect for you, man, because I believe that you are a self-made man, and you have a crappy family, and you did it on your own. That's awesome. But I got a real problem with you saying that God punished this guy
for
being blind.
And I've got a real problem with the fact that you don't get jokes. And that joke...
What?
Yeah, that's a joke. That's a joke.
You think... Do you really think that he meant that when he said that?
I said
you guys say stuff like that all the time, and I just try
all
to
the time. All the time we say stuff like
you
that.
Don't say it all.
No,
the time.
No, hold on. You're right. We do say it all the time. So why this time did you take it seriously?
Because you know, he just came off like a real dick when you said that, man.
And I'm sorry, he came off like a real dick, and I wouldn't have even said that God had punished him if he immediately didn't come out with a, oh, but I'm blind. Oh, but I'm blind.
All right.
Come on, Xavier. Jesus Christ. Do I have to explain the show to everybody? Listen, Dick, you want to hear something say... Well, first off, I'll tell you, you're right about me. I am a self-made man. Thank you for that. But I'll also tell you this. I don't take crap from my boss. I don't take crap from my retarded listeners who don't get the show we're trying to do. If you want a show where you're not going to hear someone say, oh, you're blind, God has punished you, then change the channel to Sunny 98.5.
No, I don't want to do that, man.
No, you don't want to do that. You just want a nice, safe show that never is going to offend you.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Then what do you want?
I just thought you were being a little harsh there on the guy who was saying that. I thought it sounded like you were serious when you said that.
And I was.
Why you were thinking.
And I was serious. God's punished him. And God's going to punish you now for this phone call, too.
How's he going to punish
you? You better once wear sunglasses even at night, dude.
All right, man.
And don't work near any outlets.
Because God's going to take your eyesight away.
All right, dog.
And I'm not your dog.
Okay, dog.
And what kind of a fag name is Xavier?
Hey, it's better than Dante, right?
Dante?
They're all...
Dante, that's a fag name right there, right?
Dante? Who's Dante?
I don't know, dog. I just know a lot of gay guys are named Dante.
Well, I know a lot of gay guys that are named Xavier.
I don't think Dante Culpepper is gay.
How many gay guys do you know named Dante?
I don't know. Personally, I don't, but
personally, I do not.
Now, wouldn't you say that perhaps you've been as bad as me here? You've offended gay people.
Oh, no. That doesn't matter.
Oh, I see. It doesn't matter when you say it. It matters when I say it, even though you were just mimicking what I said.
We are running out of time for you. You got the last word, though. What do you want to say?
Thank you.
Nicely done. Thank you. 1,000 is the batting average.
Oh, that feels good.
When are they ever going to want?
Got to be a little sneakier now, though. You know, it's becoming more of a challenge.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Oh, I don't know.
Hey, we're doing very well. Thanks. We're doing well. We're trying to move the show along.
Don and Mike, I just had a quick question.
Yeah.
What else is there to listen to in Sacramento, and how do I turn my radio off?
Okay, all right, you're trying to be funny. Thank you.
Come on, are you
working? Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hi, this is Dante.
Okay, all right, now this hurts. Okay, now I'm laughing.
Hi, Dante.
Dante. Now I'm laughing.
Dante, guys.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, Don and Mike, this is Brian in Wichita.
Thanks for the bio, Brian. What can we do for you?
I got a feel-good story for you. I wish the blonde guy would have been deaf. But
he's got a feel-good story, Don.
Got a feel-good story. All right.
25 years old. Just found out I got skin cancer, melanoma. That's not the good story. The good news is, some of my guys at work bounded together and got me Green Bay Packer and Chicago Bear Monday night tickets for September 29th. Bought me airfare, hotel stay, and everything.
Hey, Don, can I tell you a two-word feel-good story?
Sure.
Goodbye, Brian.
Oh, come on, Rob.
I feel great now.
Come on, Rob.
So the feel-good story is
that your coworkers banded together and got you Monday Night Football tickets.
Yeah, in two hours they raised $1,400.
Wow. Hope you live till then.
No, I'm planning on it. I mean, it could be worse. I could have a small penis like Rob. I just heard the rumors.
Wow, yeah. That's all your mom complains about.
Yeah.
I've got to try twice as hard on her.
All right, listen, I'm not going to do that thing on you with the last, because you do have that.
Yeah, he wasn't calling the bus balls.
No,
he was telling us a story
that
he was happy about.
So, why don't you end the call?
Last word.
You want me?
Still... batting 1,000.
Still funny. Makes
Absolutely.
Me feel good. Still funny. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, am I on the air?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Hey, I was just going to say congratulations for hanging up on those people. They have a choice.
Isn't that the end? And he broke the prime directive.
Yeah.
Two ways of saying it. Am I on the air and is it me?
Is it me? Is it me?
Me? I don't know. Look in the mirror, Dick.
Is this me?
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
You pick your spots, Dennis.
Man. He knows it. Dennis is Kravitz. Dennis is the male Kravitz.
And also, you should remind that guy, Brian, not to pick his spots.
Oh, well, Rob Spiewak with the melanoma humor.
Wow. All right, what, Dennis?
Hey, can I play with my CD?
Can you what?
Is it done?
Yeah.
Oh, your CD of love songs?
His love songs are completed.
Dennis, bring it in tomorrow.
Okay, I'll put it in tomorrow. No problem.
I'm gonna put you in the third break tomorrow, Dennis. So make sure you're here. Make sure you're here at 4 o'clock.
Okay, come on. All right,
see you tomorrow, Dennis.
Dennis, and it's all bye. Dennis. Wait, it's all packaged and it's ready to go.
I've got the CD. It'll be packaged by this weekend.
All right. Well, we're gonna hear Dennis's CD of love songs. Great. Thanks, Dennis. See you tomorrow.
Right, thank you. Bye.
Right. Don't disappoint us again,
slacker.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don Mark.
Right.
Don Mark.
Right.
No, you guys don't be all worried and stuff. You know why? Your problem's going to be all fixed here shortly. Oh, damn it. Caught me in the face, you did. Hello, Don Mark.
Yeah, we're here.
Yeah.
I just got bit by a chicken. I'm sorry.
Okay.
What are you doing with it?
Oh, we're just sitting in here watching a little bit of fishing.
No, what
just
are you,
listening to your show.
What are you doing with a chicken?
Have sex.
We just sit around, we watch fishing.
I did hear a chicken.
You said you got bit by a chicken, and I was wondering.
Oh, well, I was kicking them out of my kipper snacks. They like to get in my kipper snacks a whole lot.
Your
of
Your kipper snacks.
Yeah. You know the little fishes?
Yeah.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Sun Valley, Nevada.
Yes, sir. What can we do for you?
I hear it.
Oh, I was just telling you know what? You guys not need to worry about all these a-hole callers calling in. I caught myself.
Okay. Yeah. You cut yourself?
No, he caught himself.
Oh, he caught himself.
He said the word.
Yeah, I didn't want to say the a-hole word.
Do you have a name? Do you have a name for your chicken?
Yeah, my favorite one's Pooper, actually.
Pooper.
Sure.
Yeah. I bring them inside the house. I got six of them right now. I just put those.
Listen, I'm sure Pooper is super. We got a break, but we want to say, don't worry about us. Remember, as long as the calls are on the air, we're controlling the content, and we love it.
I just got red sauce all over my trail shorts. I got to let you go.
All right, well, go ahead. Would you like to say goodbye to everybody?
Yeah, bye.
That's
I didn't
keeping
even
track. And it's Kipper Snacks. Got bit by a chicken. Uh-huh. Got red sauce all over his camp trail shorts.
Trail shorts.
But he was telling us not to worry. Thank you. Now, that's a good call.
That's kind.
I hope he called it.
Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm calling from Baltimore, man. I'm glad you... I'll be happy when you guys are exclusively back with just us in D.C.,
That's nice, and we appreciate the sentiments. You don't have a chicken there, do you?
A chick?
A chicken.
Chicken?
No, why?
Yeah, good.
I mean, be careful. You get red sauce all over your trail.
Thank you. Please notice I'm not going to ask you if there's anything else you'd like to say.
Okay, well, go ahead. Do your thing.
No.
There's no need.
Go ahead. Hang up.
No, I'm not going to hang up.
All right. Sorry. You make me hurt you. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, I get it. You're joking. Well, I've got a sense of humor. I laugh at Tony Danza. Of course, if you aren't joking, I feel bad and I apologize.
I laugh at Tony Danza.
I laugh at Tony Danza. I laugh at Tony Danza.
All right, that's it.
The Don and Mike Show.
They will make your ovaries rock hard. Don and Mike.
Is anyone listening?
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Well, thank you, but that information is absolutely useless.
Give me one more.
Shut up, fat ass. Here's Don and Mike.
Right, thank you, Dude Walker. Now, listen, let's see. Tomorrow, we got a lot of stuff to cram into tomorrow's show. Because Thursday, it's the all-new Elvis is Still Dead show.
Yes.
Including many, many, many tapes.
You are a great fan. Thank you so much.
And you've never heard them before, of Elvis on stage.
Very exciting new Elvis. New old Elvis that we haven't heard.
Backed up Elvis. So that means that's on Thursday, and that's the last show before we go on our summer vacation. So tomorrow we'll have Mr. Skin. We've got an Arnold segment for you. Dennis Murphy and his CD of love songs.
I'm looking forward to that.
And a game. We'll play some game because we have so many prizes to give away.
Wow.
And so much money to give away. Now, though, because I realize we're running out of time. We got like a couple of shows left before we, take off. It's time
Time to open the Don and Mike mailbag. And Mike, we don't get mail from our money fans.
No, we don't, Don. We get mail from a very special segment of the American population.
We get mail from guys in jail. Guys in the hoosegow, the lockup.
For many, many years, these guys have been sending their censored mail to us. Yes, that's right. It's read by prison officials before they can send it out.
They write it in the 6x8 cell, and we read it. Here's the first piece of jail mail, the first of two received from this inmate. Over the last few weeks, it's been a couple of weeks since we've done this segment.
Nice stationery.
Guy's name is David Xavier. He's in Jessup, Maryland.
Close by.
And it's prison mail for Joe.
Brother Donald, they prefer to be called convicts, not inmates.
Joe.
So. Guards.
As you remember.
Screws.
As you remember, this guy started to write a story about Joe in his last letter.
Yes. We're going to play the guards.
And here we go. Dear Don and Mike, please find and close part two of Joe's story. I think I've outdone myself. Since you are kind enough to read my name, my prison ID number, and address on the air, I am concerned about imposters writing to you.
Yes.
Therefore, I will only use this stationery when writing you in the future. Now, don't mention what the stationery is.
I won't.
Thanks, Mike.
Jesus.
If you receive anything else in my name but not on this stationery... You're the worst with a secret. Please ignore it. Please keep saying my name, my prison number, and my address, please. Last time you kidded about Joe visiting me. I think it's a great idea. Should I send you information about how Joe can visit me?
You know, the other clue will be the stamp on it that says read by prison officials.
Very good,
that's
yeah.
The other clue.
Absolutely.
Jessup, Maryland isn't too far from you guys. Don't worry, Joe. I'm only in prison for forgery and burglary. Joe could tape record the whole thing.
Only burglary. Uh-huh.
In the spirit of what would you do contest, I have an idea. If I get my name changed legally to Don and Mike Fan and send you the court papers, would you do the following two things for me? One, plug my website. And two, burn four CDs for me and mail them to me. If your answer is yes, I'll start filing the necessary papers with the court.
You know, there's always that one little thing that's disturbing.
Yeah. Lastly,
burn the CDs and mail them to him.
Mm-hmm. Lastly, when I finish Joe's story, my next story will either be the asexual, he wrote with two S's,
right.
The asexual high school days of Mike O'Mara,
mm-hmm.
or Dennis Murphy, secret love child of Buzz Burbank.
Very good.
Which would you prefer? Take care of Radio Gods. I've been listening to you for 7 years. David Xavier, prisoner number 215529er, box 700, Jessup, Maryland 20794. P.S. encloses a prison handbook for your amusement.
You really put it in there.
And someday, we don't have time today, but someday we'll actually read.
Oh, that'll be good.
The Patuxent Institution. This orientation handbook is a guide for the use of inmates at the institution. It's the rules about being in prison.
You know, that's like what you get when you go to college.
So, there you go. That's that. And here now is his latest entry in the Joe contest that he's playing by himself. Joe's story, part two. Having accepted a ride from the fat stranger in the van, Joe relaxed slightly. Joe was glad he wouldn't be late. If he was late, Don and Mike would tease him and play that damn Joe music to introduce him. God, do I hate that music, Joe thought. It makes me appear to be a slack-jawed yokel. The driver of the van turned off onto a gravel road. Hey, Joe said, this isn't the way to Fairfax. The driver smiled. Don't get yourself in a fret. It's a shortcut. Joe was glad to hear this.
Joe, you're in trouble.
Not only would he not be late, he'd be early. Have more time to look at Lisa. Someday she'd realize marrying Charlie was a mistake. You see, Joe's been in love with Lisa since the first time he met her.
There you go.
I hope she never finds out. He goes to her first.
This is a good story.
The driver leaned back and grabbed a bottle from the cooler behind his seat. It was a glass bottle with no label, half filled with a light red liquid. Care for a drink, son? The driver asked. Joe was thirsty and eagerly accepted the bottle. I think he had a long swallow. Joe couldn't recognize what he was drinking. It had a fruity alcohol taste. And a distinctive salty taste.
Gee!
And when Joe handed the bottle back, the driver put it back in the cooler, and Joe said, "What was that? Aren't you thirsty?" "It was my own special home brew," the driver replied. Before the driver could say anything else, Joe felt extremely sleepy. He leaned forward, passing out.
Poor Joe.
The only thing keeping him in his chair was his seatbelt. Joe awoke in a daze.
Oh, no.
He was drenched in sweat.
Oh, no.
But also cold. Trying to move, Joe realized he was buck naked and spread eagle laying on his stomach.
Oh, God.
His arms and legs were chained down.
Oh, man.
He tried to yell for help, but his mouth was gagged with a rubber ball on a strap.
Jesus.
Yes, the ball, too, tasted of that familiar
salt. Oh, God.
Joe heard a door open and a slam shut. Joe couldn't see anything. The room had no windows with only a single low-watt bulb on overhead. Bulb on overhead.
Right.
Sorry about that. A man stepped in front of Joe. Joe went into shock. The man was wearing a complete Darth Vader costume. The only alteration to the costume was in the black pants. A hole was cut and the man's wet thing hung out.
Oh, dear.
The man stepped forward until his wet thing was in front of Joe's face. The man spoke, "Joe, you are my son. Come join the dark side."
Wow.
As the man spoke, his wet thing began to do something.
Right.
Joe was speechless. The man walked around Joe and climbed on top. The man...
This is not pretty.
The man violated Joe.
Are we getting into some detail here?
Violated Joe with surprising little resistance. And he chanted, "Join the dark side, join the dark side." To be continued.
Oh.
Now, let me tell you that for our next letter, and we have a stack of them, we can either switch inmates. We also have mail from inmates in Smyrna, Delaware.
Okay.
And Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what these letters are about, but I do know that we've also received a third installment in the Joe story.
You know, you're on a roll with it.
Yeah.
I mean, I you know, it's like really...
My apology to D. Cousins and also to D. Nelson. Mm-hmm. You'll be featured next time.
Oh, good. And we're going to have part three?
No, well, I'm guessing.
Of the Joe story?
It says on front, as you can see, prison mail for Joe.
And he was doing so well until you had to edit him at the end.
Dear Don and Mike, a while ago I sent you guys part two to Joe's story, but you never read it. I guess you didn't like it. I've rewritten it, and it's enclosed.
Oh. So we've got a rewrite.
Oh, see, the thing is that...
Now, see, don't be eager. We loved your part two.
How long? Let me get the...
We just never got around to it.
Yeah, you know, I carry all kinds of stuff in my briefcase, sometimes for weeks and for months. I don't know when the
original was sent to us on July 14th.
Uh-huh.
And he didn't hear anything, so he wrote the next letter on July 27th, and what's today, August 12th.
Right.
So we're just getting to it now. The next time you call Phone Horse, please try the following numbers. And he gives some letters that... Some numbers, and the letters all seem to indicate number one.
The stationery is wrong. It's a forgery.
Oh.
No,
it's got to be him, though.
I mean, it's got to be him, but he's not even sticking to his own rules.
Lastly, if I have my name legally changed to Don and Mike Fancy, how would he know that? We never read the letter on the air.
He's a fool.
Lastly, if I have my name legally changed to Don and Mike Fan and send you the court documents, would you plug my website and burn CDs for me?
Is that the new letter?
Yeah.
Hmm. So he figured we didn't read it. That's strange. He's repeating himself. It's odd.
Let's hear the rewrite.
Let's see what he did to it.
Yeah.
So the same story?
Yeah. Looks like it.
Huh.
When we last left Joe, he had missed his bus at WJFK and accepted a ride from a stranger in a pink van. The driver said, "Say, would you mind climbing in the back and grabbing me a soda out of the cooler? Get one for yourself, too." Joe was thirsty and gave no thought to climbing into the back of the stranger's van. He should have been more careful. The van had no windows in the back, and as Joe stepped into the back, he heard a slam behind him.
The driver had closed a door that was specifically built into the van to separate the front of the van from the back. Joe was now trapped, and all ways out were locked.
Oh, it's a different story.
Yeah. To make matters worse, it was pitch black in the van. Joe started to cry. After what seemed like an eternity, the van stopped. The back door opened, the sunlight blinding Joe. Shading his eyes with his hand, Joe could see the driver and the gun he was pointing at Joe.
Oh, it's a little more violent.
What's all this then, Joe whined. The man grabbed Joe and pulled him out. Shut up. Get into the building. Joe walked towards the low brick building with the man behind him. When he entered the building, what he saw shocked Joe. There was a large, single, jail-like cell. The cell had a large bed, a toilet, and a sink. In the cell was a large woman. She had to weigh at least 500 pounds. Long, greasy hair, acne, not many teeth, and several flies circled her.
Hey.
Joe stood over 10 feet away and still could smell her.
Oh, boy.
She smelled of menstruation. Number two, number one, and sweat.
Jesus.
The driver spoke. This is my daughter, Galdus. She's been special her whole life, and I've had to keep her caged. Now that she's 18, she needs a man. Get in, the man said, waving his gun at Joe.
Wow.
Not about to argue with a gun, Joe stepped into the cell, and the door was slammed behind him. The father left. Joe felt like vomiting from the smell. The woman got up from the bed and walked towards Joe. Now, the name was changed now to Gladys. G-A-L-D-I-S. And then later it's spelled G-L-A-D-I-S.
Ah, a little typo. He's probably excited at this point of the story.
Sure. Now, Gladys, Joe said, let's be reasonable. You don't want me. Joe stepped back until his back was against the wall. A second later, Gladys was pressed against him. He tried to push her away, but she weighed too much. As she started to grind away, her sweat acne-covered face was pressing against Joe's face, seeking to put her blackish tongue to Joe's mouth. Joe could feel the vomit rise in his throat as he lost consciousness. To be continued.
Hey, I like that one better.
Well,
I guess it depends on what you're into.
I like the first one better.
I enjoyed, you know, Joe, it's kind of a happy story. Just looking out for his daughter.
Yes. Well, I've got his email address, but I ain't giving it out. He wants us to give out his email address, but I'm not doing that.
That's probably good judgment.
Anyway, David Xavier, keep them coming. Just remember, because you send them and I don't read them right away doesn't mean that we don't like them. But Mike will tell you all the crap that I carry around all the time that we never get to.
And, you know, I'm just glad that he didn't rewrite the original story. He gave us a brand new tale.
Yeah.
You know, that just added to his book of short stories.
And the best of these, when you look at the bottom, at the back of the envelopes, this letter was sent by an inmate who's in a state prison. The state is not responsible for debts incurred or the contents of the letter.
That gives you peace of mind, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. I want so much to dive into these other ones. Oh, look, guys, they're drawing us pictures of cars.
Isn't that wonderful? Yeah, that's a brief one right there.
Another day, another time. Convicts, keep your letters coming.
Yeah. Way to go, the Gladys story.
I've been to
Joe
Ardinger. Not in my show.
Joe loves getting your prison mail.
North Pole. Santa Claus Boulevard. 969-669-66-6669.
Make a little boy happy.
So anyway, thank you, and thanks for the inmate handbook. We'll read that at a future date. We got a break. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And in my club, I will splash the pot whenever the f*** I please.
The Don and Mike Show. Like two pornographic Imagineers, Don and Mike.
I will splash the pot. Boy, did I watch on ESPN the other night. Great show, the World Series of Poker.
Poker is becoming so popular. They have it on the Travel Channel with our friend Dick Van Patten's son.
Yeah, Vince. It's Vince, right? Well,
yeah, Vince Van
this Patten. Was all of the dudes at whatever. Moneymaker was playing the guy. What's his first name? Is it Chris Moneymaker?
I don't know the names of the guys.
But for the most part, they're either very skinny Asian guys
or very big, fat, white guys.
I think I know the guy you're talking about. And he's got kind of a shock of black hair.
He had a ball cap on, so I don't know.
Thin guy.
No. Chris Moneymaker is huge, Jabba the Hutt fat.
The only one I watch is the Travel Channel one. I don't watch the one on ESPN.
Well, this on ESPN, I guess, was... I don't know. The one on the Travel Channel is supposed to be the World Series of Poker, right?
Yeah, but I think it's the World Poker Tour.
Okay, well,
it's on the Travel Channel. The real one, I mean, the one that's with the really big payoff at the end of it, is the World Series, and they're putting that on ESPN.
And it's fantastic because you see the cards that the guys are dealt, and then you see what the other guys have, and then as they start laying down the cards in the middle,
right,
they show you on the screen the odds.
A flop.
It's saying, like, you know, okay, this guy's got an ace and a queen. His odds right now...
His percentage of winning.
90%.
Right.
Wow. And you see guys put all in, and guys get killed, and other guys play it conservatively, and
you realize what
bluff.
It's really based on is just your complete ability to BS.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, just love it. Love watching it. And that when we get back from vacation, we got to have all the regular guys coming over to start playing.
Poker, is so, because it's so popular right now, why ESPN picked it up. And, the show with Vince Van Patten is just, it's a killer. It's so well produced. I like it better than the ESPN version of it.
Well, I like the ESPN one because there's really no BS. It's just, in the other one, there's like panoramic shots of Las Vegas.
Right.
In this ESPN one, it's just, they deal the cards, you see what they've got, you see their options. The only thing I don't like about the ESPN one is that they do, like, those little mini... They're not production pieces, but like a Monday Night Football?
Right.
When you're watching, and they go, Aaron Brooks of the New Orleans Saints, and they've got all these crazy angles of him standing there.
You get a quick zoom of his face.
Posing. Well, they do the same thing with these guys... With these fat poker players.
Sloppy guys.
And I don't need to have the whoosh, 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 and the crazy angles. Just
there are some people that really, that are on that tour, that world tour of poker, that look like they just came out of a cave.
But anyway, I love it, and I recommend you watch it. I need some help, because I'm a regional treasure.
Yes.
Former national treasure, soon to be a regional treasure. Madden 2004 comes out on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't wait anymore. listen to me, Best Buy, Circuit City. I know you've got them. Tweeter, I know you've got them.
What, hiding in the warehouse, hiding them from you?
Yes, of course they've got them. They've got them. They're going to sell them on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
I'll pay for it. I don't ask for it for free. But bring me one tomorrow. I got to plug that baby in tomorrow. And the Xbox version, please. I gotta have it.
Not the PlayStation 2 version?
No. Xbox, please. PlayStation 2 is going off to college with my son.
Ah.
So, Xbox, please. Madden 2004. Need it. Got to have it. Now they're running ads for it, which is pissing me off, too.
Torturing you.
Because, you see and the thing is, the graphics don't appear to be that much better.
Right.
The gameplay doesn't appear to be that much better. But they've upgraded all the teams.
Mm-hmm.
So you know that Tampa Bay is going to be great, that the Rams are going to kind of suck.
Is Al Michaels on it?
Yes, he is, Robbie. Do you believe in miracles?
All right, Pat.
Yes, he is.
But now someone on the phone saying Madden's already out. If that's the case,
wow.
Who knew he was queer? Madden's out? Hello, John.
Yes, sir. How are you today?
Are you kidding me? I'm the last guy. I've seen the commercials saying available Thursday the 14th.
You need to go on down to Prince George's County. By God, we got mine today.
Oh, boy, do I feel like I am the mayor of downtown dumbass. You're kidding me. It's already out.
Well, they got them in PG County. That means they got them everywhere.
I was going down the road, saw a line at the GameStop. It hit me that they might be giving Madden out early, and that's what the case was.
Ah, but didn't you? Wasn't the date that's been announced the 14th?
Yep, that sure was. That's what threw me. I was working. I popped my head in there, and sure enough, I got my copy.
Wow. Okay.
Now you can use the right analog stick to change the. You can control two players at once.
There'll be a big SUV just rattling towards Bowie tonight.
I'm not going all the way to the buoy, but I'll stop at that place that's on the way out of here. What's that one? We got a Circuit City? What is it?
We got a tweeter here, too.
Yeah.
But there's a tweeter right over there.
But what's the one?
There's an audio buys right here.
What's the one with the, you know, I like going to the... To the ones just regular people go to. The
Best Buy?
Or? You know, no, no. Yeah, Best Buy or Circuit City.
Right.
That's where I go.
Right.
Yeah, well, they're
all around here.
I know. But, I mean, there's one. You know the way that you go home?
Yeah.
There's one that's right. It's a Circuit City. It's by the Wendy's.
Yeah. Yeah, it's right up in that where the Today's Man used to be. That's the closest.
Right.
That's the one that...
Well, now, what's wrong with that?
I just don't know whether they'd be able to help you out. I've been sorely disappointed with other things there. I've had good luck there.
You have?
Yeah, actually. You know what's funny, though, is when you give the radio station phone number, which we all do,
right,
at that particular Circuit City, you have a history.
Surf?
Yeah.
Liddy?
Right. Everybody.
It was amazing.
Oh, my God.
Everybody.
I've had really good luck at that Circuit City.
Well, then, all right, I stand corrected.
Don and Mike, hello.
Don.
Yes, Chad.
Hey, but I know only the PlayStation version came out today. Xbox comes out tomorrow.
Well, now how would you know that?
I called an electronic boutique at Dulles Town Center. And that's what they told me.
Hello, electronic.
I've had really good luck with that place.
Oh. Hello, electronic boutique. Hi, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey, on the on that the Texas Hold'em.
Yeah.
On the Travel Channel, all those tournaments were leading up to the Pinions tournament. Every winner on the Travel Channel got a $25,000 invitation to the Pinions tournament that's now.
All right. Pinions Horseshoe.
Pinions Horseshoe.
And that's the one that's on ESPN now.
Yeah, the one they play here in D.C. is Bunions Horseshoe.
Bunions.
Okay.
Named, of course, after famous anchorwoman Maureen Bunyan.
And her brother, Paul.
Paul Bunyan.
Hello, and of course, their feet. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Basically, any company that goes ahead and sells it ahead of the 14th is violating some pretty serious licensing
issues. Yeah,
that's why they're holding off.
Let's call EA Sports right now and let them know.
Yeah. I'm saying that's why they're holding off, and they think they're being so official, but stores release it early.
I heard a rumor that in the event that they sell this, the store managers are asked to come to Madden's house, where he will sit on their face.
Come on, dude. Who cares? I'm glad they're selling it early. If they've got it, sell it to me at double the price.
Sell it to me. Sell me your chitter.
I'm crazy for it.
It happens with every release date on every piece of software.
But
You'll be able to get it a day or two.
I'm only crazy for the football games. That's all I play on the video game system. I play Madden. I play NFL 2K. I play NFL Fever. And I'm going to play the new ESPN game this year.
You don't know what you're missing with the getaway.
Mike, but I love the football.
And I love murdering people.
I love the football. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Goodbye. Don't sweat it, okay?
Do you know there's a new move that I found in the getaway?
What's that?
Oh, it's the best.
It's
not new, actually. I knew it for a while. You know, it's a shooting game where you shoot people.
Yeah.
But this next one, you're in a warehouse and you can't shoot them. If you shoot them, you get caught. So you have to sneak up in back of them, get them in a headlock, and they cut their throats.
Wow.
Yeah. That's what the bad guy does. The good guy actually gets them in a headlock and ties their arms together, and then they're under arrest. But the bad guy, he...
And, you know, I know that I buy into this. And you do, too, with the stuff when something originally comes out.
Yes.
I watched an ad last night on some channel for Vice City. Grand Theft Auto.
Grand Theft Auto.
Okay. Three. The good one. $19.99. I think back when I bought that, I think I paid roughly $700 for it. I mean, the day it came out the first time,
you're like $59, even like $79.99.
Yeah, right. It was like between $40 and $60, and I gladly. I mean, I would have said, you want it in pennies? Here it is. And now
I got mine sitting on the side. I haven't put it in yet because I haven't finished. I've been playing the getaway for months.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don.
Yeah, and Mike. Hi.
Yeah, this thing is so huge. Last night on MTV, they had a making of the game. And they had all the stars on there, and they had Madden and Al Michaels.
Madden was on MTV?
They had the whole thing. Like, they had the making of the video. Now they did making of the game for the first one for Madden 2004. It was awesome.
I saw a thing on one of the DirecTV channels with Michael Vick, who's on the cover this year, who complained about the fact that there wasn't that it wasn't realistic enough when he played.
Oh, really? So they didn't duplicate his moves?
So they brought him down there, and they had him put on one of those suits that's like full of suction cups and junk.
Yeah, I saw Tiger Woods do that.
And they had him actually make the game better for Michael Vick.
It's amazing the tech. It's amazing the technology.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, what's up, Don?
Hey.
Don, man, you have got to let me challenge you to a game of Madden. I will kick your ass.
Is this
Tim there. I will come down there with the random select, so that way neither one of us gets the team that we really can do good with, and try to win.
Okay, I'll meet you in the basement of the science building. I already played the guy from the soap opera.
Do you prefer playing people like your son, or do you prefer playing with yourself?
Oh, as always, playing with myself.
Yeah. Do you prefer that, really?
Yeah, because my son is simply too great.
And the game's good enough where you play the, like all good games, I guess.
Yeah, you get good, you play at the regular level, then you play at pro, then you play at all pro, and it starts to beat you. But
what is the ultimate prize if you make it through all the levels on the Madden game? You play the Super Bowl.
And then if you win the Super Bowl, they say, now we're going to bring out a team. You're mocking me.
I was throwing you a comedy softball, and you were so into it. I thought, The non-obsessed Don would have said, the ultimate, you get through all levels and you open up into John's bedroom. And John is there waiting
I see no humor in that. No humor in that. You're going to say John Madden sitting on the sofa.
And there's John Madden on a heart-shaped bed.
No.
Waiting for you. And he just gives you a hug. I'm sorry.
What's funny about that?
Nothing at all. I realize it's sacred to you. I was just,
I do love it.
I know.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hey, my name is Tristan. I work at an EB Games. I want to let you guys know. Madden 2004, ready and waiting.
Are you selling them yet?
Yes, we are. We started selling them last night.
Really? EB Games.
Sir.
At where?
EB Games.
EB
Games would be in your mall. Be in your mall. Your electronics boutique.
Electronics boutique.
That's your mall store. And you know what? They're pretty solid on the games. Mm-hmm. And you meet the nicest people in there.
Okay. All right. See you later. Listen, live. That's the only EB I know. One last time before we get out here for the news with Buzz. We did want to play one more time. We're on the topic of football.
Yes.
The song we world premiered earlier today. Our tribute to Daniel Snyder and the entire controversy that we had yesterday on the show about the patches. Now, wait, hold. This is happening tomorrow?
I don't know.
Tammy just brought that in. Tammy was looking wonderful today.
Yeah. I read the sexual harassment video. I read the video.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the video and I read the pamphlet.
Right.
And I don't want to comment on Tammy except to say... You are looking so effing good.
She's really...
Yeah.
We were just commenting that she looked wonderful yesterday, and she looked even better today.
So are we doing this tomorrow? Is this the contest for tomorrow?
Tammy?
Because if it is...
Tammy, would you like to come in and explain the game?
This changes the game plan for tomorrow. We have a great contest for tomorrow, a great in-studio contest.
Will
you call her and find out? Because if this is the case, I was told earlier today this wasn't going to be happening...
What are you talking about?
We're going to be announcing a great contest for tomorrow, a What Would You Do contest.
Is that a secret?
Is this for the contest tomorrow?
It is.
What do you mean?
Anytime before you leave.
That would be tomorrow.
Then it'll be tomorrow.
We are late announcing this, and we are going to have to... Hi, Charlie.
I can only guess, since I have no clue what that is, since she just brought it to you herself, that... The person is not going to be involved, but the contest is probably still happening.
Hold on, but it says...
You can't talk to the guy, but the winner can.
Well, okay, I don't want to talk to him, but we can give away the What Would You Do To...
Yeah, evidently.
Okay. Oh. All right, thank you. See, once again, how this place runs so great.
I don't know. You're lucky that way.
Rob, we're not going to have time to play the Snyder song now.
Oh.
Because now I got to tell you about the contest tomorrow.
Tomorrow, then.
Jesus Christ.
Tomorrow.
Listen to me now.
And believe
me. Very seriously. What would you do to win tickets to the Funai 250 NASCAR Busch Series race on September 5th? And tickets to the Virginia is for Lovers 200 NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series, and a personal meet and greet with Tony Stewart.
Wow. One of the most popular drivers on the circuit.
Now that surprise. That's my man, incidentally. Mm-hmm.
Is he your driver?
He's the 20 car, the Home Depot guy.
All right.
The guy with anger management issues.
That's good. Guy gets out of his car and punches people.
The question is, what would you do to go to NASCAR at Richmond and meet and spend time with Tony Stewart?
You sound the most NASCAR-oriented when you use the phrase 20 car. He's the 20 car.
Well, Robbie, he is the 20 car.
I know.
He's the 20 car. He's the Home Depot car.
He's your guy. It's not like the 24 car.
No, it's not.
Dante.
You know, we don't even have time to...
Dante Gordon.
We don't have time to pump this up. We just got to announce now. Show up tomorrow at the studios. Mm-hmm. Show up tomorrow. Come on, all you necks. And all you non-necks. You know, I like NASCAR. I'm just kind of a neck. But, I mean, you real diehards. Mm-hmm. Are you necks out there with number 20 on the back of your car?
And there are plenty of them. 20 car.
Even if you got the three with a halo on it, hell, you'll want this prize.
Right? Come down here and click, click, click.
What would you do to win tickets to NASCAR in Richmond September 4th and 5th and a personal meet and greet with Tony Stewart?
The 20 car.
What would you do?
No.
What would ye do?
There you go. What would ye do?
What would ye do?
Right.
Don't call now.
No.
Just show up tomorrow. Show up tomorrow. You know, we got to get a promo on. Now we got to get a promo like to run during the other shows.
It's just best redneck wins.
Because we've not had a chance. We've not had a chance to push this contest.
That's right. Is the contest going to be, is the what would you do contest going to be framed in a redneck capacity? Like, if what you do has a redneck quality to it, will there be extra points?
I don't
punch a hole in my tail.
I don't want to turn away any of our white collar NASCAR fans.
Okay, I understand.
We are recording right now. Would you like to do a 30-second solicit that we can run throughout the day?
No, I don't want to do. Let that new lame voice guy do it. Give him something to do.
What would ye do?
What would you do? What would
you do?
Okay, so that's tomorrow.
Very good.
What would you do? Boy, I wish you would have known earlier.
Mm-hmm.
This was a discussion we had last week.
Right.
Because there would be a great contest to do if we could, like, promote it on Monday and Tuesday.
Did you tell me about that?
No, I did not.
Was it a secret?
It was not a secret. It's just one of the things I didn't tell you because I didn't know it was going to happen.
Okay.
Why tell you if I'm not sure about it?
Well, right. You tell me. I'm just going to blurb it out anyway.
Okay.
I break my jug for ye.
I don't know. Jesus. We got a full show tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right. Well, show up anyway. What the hell? What the F? What would ye do to meet Tony Stewart?
Biggest redneck wins.
No, that's Mike. Me?
I'm sorry, I don't want to screw it up. It's only short notice anyway.
And yeah. Don't forget, Mike, girls want to meet him, too.
Mm-hmm.
Hot girls.
Really?
Not just big pimply girls like NASCAR.
No, I know that. What would so they do? I know hot girls that like NASCAR.
See,
I know hundreds of them.
You might get some nice A&T down here.
Oh, ho.
You mind?
Promise?
No.
All right.
Yay.
Okay, let's go right. Go right to Bud. And we've horribly mismanaged the time today, Bud.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Here he is, Buzz.
He made it up.
Oh, boy. And we didn't have time to play our Daniel Snyder song again.
No.
Buzz?
Yes?
The lead story today has to be tomorrow. Come down to the Don and Mike radio station and play What Would You Do to Meet Tony Stewart.
That's it. Right.
That's it. Hey, you know what?
What?
Brainstorm.
What?
Right here. Wrong number.
Busy number.
Mm. Put it on the website.
Brilliant.
Put it on the website.
That's what the website's for.
WJFK.com.
Right.
Put it on the website.
Please.
Make it the main thing. Take that goddamn communist O'Reilly picture off and put real big up there. What would you do to meet Tony Stewart? Come down to the Don and Mike show today.
It's NASCAR. It's hot.
Anyway, Buzz, what's your lead story, my friend?
Today, Ben Affleck finally admits it. Geely is a bad movie, and yes, he went to a strip club.
Oh! Okay, stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Good evening, gentle persons. Here's Don and Mike.
Check didn't clear, Buzz.
Oh, dear.
Someone called for a doctor?
But you still like playing that tape.
Yeah. Now here's Buzz, unsponsored. And frankly, that's the way I like it.
Yeah.
I like Buzz when he's not held to.
You like Buzz naked.
Whatever the sponsor is demanding of him.
Right, right.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Ben Affleck admitted on The Tonight Show last night that Geely is not the best movie. Quoting him, I don't think the movie held up. You can put scenes together and sometimes they just don't work.
No, he's not retarded.
It wasn't good.
Yeah, I mentioned tomorrow on the show we'll be doing what would you do to win the chance to go to Richmond to the NASCAR to meet the number 20, Tony Stewart.
Tony Stewart. You're going to hang out with him.
Very cool.
Get to meet him. Yeah. Of all the NASCAR dudes, he's the one I'd love to meet the most. I swear to God.
That's right.
He kicks some ass. And Mike, now
I'm not
mocking me again.
No, Tony Stewart, I am not mocking you. I'm not.
You are mocking me.
I'm not.
You are. You mocked me at the Madden thing.
I didn't. I'm just trying to make my way. I've made a lot of mistakes today.
I want
to move past. I know I've made a lot of mistakes. I haven't really been that sharp. Johnny wasn't a good movie. Okay. Sometimes the scenes just don't work.
That's sharp.
Ben O'Mara.
Ooh, give me J-Lo.
Well, Ben said his next movie with J-Lo is better. Quoting again, Jen's only in it for about 10 minutes. After the towering success of Geely, he says, I suspect Miramax will find a way to sell it as other than a Jen and Me movie. He also says his night out at a Vancouver strip club was just a mini bachelor party with some friends and that J-Lo knew he was going. Referring to Hollywood's most notorious ladies' man, Ben said it would have been like a brunch for Colin Farrell. The wedding is apparently still on. A London paper quotes a reporter friend of J-Lo's as saying, recently she said Ben was not a soulmate, but that she had to learn to love him. The reporter says J-Lo's not surprised at this latest episode. She says, Jen, quote, loves too much. Yes, pass the plate. Pass the plate. She says, Jen loves too much and has a pattern of forgiving bad behavior in boyfriends, an obvious reference to P. Diddy. Quoting the friend, so will she marry him? Of course she will.
Buzz?
Yes?
Do you need a moment?
No, I think I'm good. Thanks.
Oh, take a moment.
Okay, I'll take a moment. Thank you.
Well, this is a delight for me. How are you, Donald?
I am doing fine, Mr.
Are you
Cook?
Donald or Domingo? Where did you get that nickname?
See, we're still on the Snyder thing.
Yeah.
Let's go back and touch the repair. One more night is all I ask. Get that feeling.
I beg your pardon?
That old feeling.
You know, I've always had trouble hearing you.
We can patch it up, baby.
Never a tremor of doubt in my mind.
We can patch it up, baby. Patch it up.
I don't like him.
I must say, from where I sit, I am truly enjoying
Danny
the color
of the patois. The pipes. The pipes.
Can't hear a word you say.
Calling.
I must say, from where I sit, I'm
not here.
Danny Boy.
One of the finest men I've ever known.
The pipes. The pipes.
Next question. I was quivering and shaking.
What is it?
Yeah.
I beg pardon?
It's the only thing that I saw.
Danny is my name.
What have I been saying for the last 4 minutes?
There it is. In its entirety. And Fred Willard?
Oh, what a hoot, and so totally refreshing.
The hit song, Danny.
Mm-hmm. Danny. Danny.
That's what we forgot.
That, you know, that would have been the last element.
Right.
The Caddyshack element.
How could we have forgot that, Rob?
Oh, well.
Sit down, Danny.
Danny?
Danny, are you my friend?
We still need a flip side.
Yeah. B side.
Danny?
Danny.
Danny.
together. Buzz?
Summing up the press coverage of the bad movie and the bad boy, Ben Affleck used the word Schadenfreude. It's a German word for taking a malicious satisfaction in the misfortunes of others.
Oh, boy, that should be the title of this show.
Schadenfreude.
Schadenfreude.
Hey, Schadenfreude, you.
Schadenfreude.
Methinks Fox News Channel protests too much. Political comedian Al Franken has a new book coming out next month called Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, A Fair and Balanced Look at the Right. Now he's being sued by the right-leaning Fox News Channel for using their promotional phrase, fair and balanced.
Oh, give me a break.
When did they get a copyright on fair and balanced?
They did register it. Fox didn't invent the phrase. It's been used for years to describe news coverage from all kinds of news outlets, but Fox registered the phrase in 1998. And lamely claims that Al is trying to cash in on their trademark to boost his sales.
But what is Fox doing? They're putting his book on the map.
Exactly. It's now moved up to 7th on Amazon.com.
So they sue the guy,
yeah,
and they get all this publicity
for him. Help him out. Franken, who recently had a televised battle with commentator Bill O'Reilly, did borrow the design cover for his book from O'Reilly's latest book.
And that's from Fox.
Right.
And what's the motto now at ABC? We still beat UPN.
That's it. They trademarked that.
They're awful. I don't know if you read it, like every Wednesday or Thursday in the Post, yeah, and they print the ratings, the primetime ratings.
Right.
And it's ridiculous to see that CBS, you know, they run those promos all the time. Yeah. CBS is the number one network.
Yeah, right.
With all the crap on CBS, that's the number one network.
Do you know what ABC stands for?
What, Arnold?
Already been canceled. Luggishine.
And a lot of times when I look at those little graphs,
right,
you see you go through a week, and like ABC will have no shows in dark squares,
yeah,
meaning they have no shows that won their time slot at all.
That's ABC.
ABC, what's it mean, Arnold?
Already been canceled.
Hey, you're coming on the show tomorrow, right?
Yes, yes, thank you. I'm looking forward to it.
We'll see you then.
Already been canceled.
Funny you should mention that, because with some 200 people running for governor of California, the best way to steal the spotlight is to go to New York, which is what Arnold did yesterday. Arnold's people kept away the 29 camera crews and 150 reporters from around the world who followed him like hungry puppies. That way Arnold can continue to avoid discussing the issues as well as what he plans to do for his state and how.
Oh, and the retarded way that they're putting the people on the ballot in California.
It's going to be a CF.
Do you remember when Big Don O'Brien used to do that Bowling for Dollars thing?
Right.
You know that big metal cage that he would spin round and round? Bozo used one, too.
And we've had one. We've done contests where we've used them.
Right. So you spin this thing around in a big round metal cage.
The hopper.
And then you open it up and you pull out someone's name. You say, okay, I'm going to be calling Mike O'Mara today.
Right.
Find out he's watching Bowling for Dollars.
Mm-hmm.
This is how they're pulling out on TV in Sacramento, one at a time,
right,
the names of the people in the order that they're going to be listed on the ballot.
That's how they
totally randomly, which is going to confuse people. Mm-hmm. But you know what? Arnold's name, believe it or not, is just because it's so long and goofy looking, it'll be easy for people to spot. Yep. He has got this. I can't believe at one point I was saying he wasn't going to win the election. I don't know what I was thinking. I mean, there's no way he's going to lose the election.
The only thing that I've heard that makes me think differently is that, well, it depends about Grey Goose Davis.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the deal with him. And Buzz, you can correct me if I've read this wrong.
Okay.
But from what I understand, if he quits, then the recall election is off and the lieutenant governor gets the job.
Interesting.
If Grey Goose Davis just says, you know, F it, I resign.
Well, hell, if I was Grey Davis or were the party faithful in California, you'd get him to do that.
Then there's no recall.
Then they wait till the term's finished.
Now, I could be wrong about that, because, I don't read good, but I try.
That'd be interesting. How long is the term? I mean, how many more years does he have to serve in his term?
He was just elected last November.
So they would have to go the whole distance, unless I'm sure they could mount another recall for the lieutenant governor.
And the whole thing, I know we got a break, the whole thing about the recall, and you're going to hate my source on this, but it's such a great analogy. Jesse Ventura.
Yeah, no, this is good.
I read, do you have this in the news?
No, you go ahead.
I read that Jesse Ventura said, here's his thought on the recall election. It's like, and he really dumbs it down to my level, so I know everybody will be able to follow this. The Oakland Raiders get killed by Tampa Bay in the Super Bowl. They go to the fans of Oakland and say, well, Gannon had a bad day. How many of you vote we replay the game in 6 more months?
Mm-hmm.
In Oakland, it passes, so they replay the game.
Yeah, I mean, it seems to me to be screwing with the system.
Well, here's a guy who says I'm wrong about the recall. Shane.
Hey, guys.
What happens if Grey Goose quits?
Once the recall goes through, once it's actually official, yeah. He can't quit and then cruise.
What if he quits before October 7th or whatever the day?
It doesn't matter because it's already an official. It's going to be an official. He can't do it. It's been on the news around here a bunch.
Past the headline.
I'd like to get a little clearer. You don't trust those guys inside analysis, Mike?
Excuse me, Mike? I love you, Mike.
Too many things. They're doing
Mike,
the
I
guy,
love you!
The guy and the thing and all that. I'm not any clearer on it now.
Goodbye.
Now he's listening to himself. There was our election coverage.
Buzz, I'm sorry. We're terribly late
Before we go, let me just tell you the two more names that I haven't seen before of the 247 people who are running for governor.
Yeah.
Porn star Mary Carey and Father Guido Sarducci.
Comedians resurrecting their careers.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
That gravy, dog. The Don and Mike Show.
We got the best listeners. Rob, would you go grab the guy in the lobby for me, please?
Hey, is this? I mean, you didn't even have to wait.
Wow. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
I'm a lobbyist here in Sacramento, and the governor can resign. The lieutenant governor then becomes governor until the election on October 7th and remains governor until the Secretary of State certifies who won.
Ah. All right. So I was partially right.
Interesting.
All right. Thank you.
Good going.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, but Don, he can resign up until that day. It's actually written into the recall, a letter of the law, basically. He can resign up until the day of the vote. The assistant governor or the
lieutenant governor?
Yes. That's the one, thank you.
Right.
He can take over, and there's nothing that anybody can do about it. That's just something that we're all waiting to go, yeah, he'll try to screw the state like that.
All right, so maybe Grey Goose will do that. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks.
Now, you want to talk about a friend. Well, what's your name?
My name's Eric.
Now, listen to this. I go out to take my my almost post-show squirt.
Right.
And I'm going through the lobby. The guy says, Don. I said, yes. Yeah, I was happy to meet our listeners.
Sure.
Yeah, because he's not hiding in the parking lot.
Right, exactly.
And he
right.
said, I got your Madden game on Xbox.
Oh, you rock!
Yeah.
Look at that. Nice.
Now, pass it over and I'll pass you over the money. Look, oh. Am I freaking serious? Right there on the cover. Right. Here's Michael Vick for Xbox.
Right there at Circuit City.
You going to be, is that your night tonight?
I got to go to a thing for a guy with a thing. But
it's my night.
Oh, you got yourself one?
Yeah.
There you go.
There you go.
That's what I owe you. $50, right?
Yep.
You got it. And do you want to go to NASCAR?
I'd love to.
Okay. Tickets for our NASCAR Busch Series race September 5.
Yeah.
And also the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series race September 4, Richmond International Raceway. Go to www.rir.com for race details. Thank you, my friend.
Guys. Way to go.
Thank you. Are you like me? You've been dying for this? Have you been dying for this to come out?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. That's great.
All right, thanks a lot.
Deepest NFL playbooks ever. New playmaker control. Detailed player accuracy. Hundreds of new animations.
Yay.
Oh, yeah. I'm serious.
You're a happy guy now.
Man. And I got it early. I got it early.
Well, not even the 14th.
It's a mood elevator, isn't it?
You're goddamn right. Jesus Christ. Roll this up. I'll smoke it.
Oh, no.
This is fantastic. How you doing, John Madden? You won't believe the things Mike was saying about you.
He's betting it.
You won't believe it.
He's betting it.
I know. I love your game. I love all your games. We don't listen to Mike, do we?
Hey, come on now. That's not, I helped you get that in your hand. Come on now.
Look at Michael there. What a nice, big, strong player he is. Here's what he said. Hello, Mike. Are you going to take me as the number one pick in your fantasy draft?
Yeah. Well, let me see my little magic eight ball.
The signs say yes.
Ah. Anyway.
I don't know. Donovan McNabb's looking good, too, to me.
Mm-hmm.
Good, that'd be good.
You never know.
Let Vic slide on down.
I got a killer website.
A killer website
that's just designed for me.
Wow.
It's like a primer.
What is it?
I don't remember the name of it.
You're lying.
I bookmarked it.
Ah, there you go. That's all you need. It's just, it's got some interesting concepts
that probably everybody knows.
We got to fly.
Okay, here we go. Finally, will there ever...
I don't know.
Just be another mistake.
Now I'm really not paying attention. I'm reading the book already. I don't read the book on anything, but I read the book on Madden.
I know. You'll memorize that book.
Go ahead, Buzz.
All right, then. Will there ever be a day with cases like without cases like Kobe Bryant's? Well, maybe. A Los Angeles sex therapist is telling her celebrity clients to carry sexual consent forms everywhere they go. Dr. Ava Cadell says some women sleep with celebrities in hopes of romance and that it might become a fatal attraction when they realize it's just a one-night stand.
Oh.
The consent forms allow the famous to get it on without...
Sign, coach. Retired players. Resign players. Rookie scouting. NFL draft. Reorder depth charts. Sorry, Buzz.
Oh, that's okay.
What were you saying?
I was saying these sexual consent forms allow the famous to get it on without fear of revenge or rape charges. The good doctor says regular folks could use these forms, too. She suggests waving one in front of a celebrity to let them know you just want sex and don't want to hurt their career. I agree. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, my God.
Don!
Yeah,
Don!
This is the part where you sign off.
Hold on. Listen to this, though. You can set ticket prices for your own stadium. You set prices for your concessions.
You know what that you're saying this and I'm suddenly getting something in my head. Oh, Danny boy.
You set prices for merchandise, parking, and advertising.
Can you give your team patches?
This is the greatest game ever.
You know what?
That's it.
We've lost it.
I enjoyed that line.
Thank you, Mike.
There you go. Put it away until I get home. That's right. Go to the thing with the guy.
Uh-huh.
That's it.
Yeah.
Good day to you, sir. Tomorrow, what would you do to meet number 20?
Mm-hmm.
Tony Stewart. That's tomorrow. Good day to you, sir. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you. Good day. I thought you were rushing.
No. Well, what the hell? We're 5 minutes late.
Yeah.
Whatever.
How you doing, John? Got that game. God, I'm retarded. All right, Linus.
I'm thirsty for a $9 Coke.
All right, Rusty. Suck.
PM.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.